Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song.
Whoa.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow.
Yes.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. Welcome to The Remix. So good to have everyone in the house tonight. It is February the 21st, 2014. And of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Peace and greetings to everyone here. I'm so glad you guys are joining me here live in The Remix. It's Friday night, and we're going to get ready to get into the share, get ourselves situated, take care of some announcements, because there is some things that we're going to cover. A busy weekend, as always, with the Remix family as we come in and share. I want to give out the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And if you're out there, you just dial that number and you can call in and you can listen on the phone lines. If you're calling from an international country, no worries. All you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-5271, and that's going to connect. You can also Skype in, and you can come right on in and listen to us in The Remix as well. If you want to come over and join us in chat, I see The Remix family getting themselves all situated over here at chat. You are certainly welcome to that as well. Well, and to get over here to the chat, let me go ahead and give you some cost directions. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome to The Remix. And as a guest, joining us in the forum, all you have to do as a guest is come over in the form, but all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom and tell us that you're joining us from the very first. We will get you situated. So peace and greetings to everyone out there, and welcome to The Remix, joining us there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Peace and greetings, you guys. We're going to get ready to get into the share and get ready to get started. I'm not sure what's going on. Let's see if we can do something here to kind of get this in a little better here. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see, you guys. See if you can hear me there. Let's see. I don't know why somebody's trying to invite me on a group call in Skype while I'm on this show here. So let's see if we can take care of that and kind of out of the little group call and see if that helps. Let's see if that helps. Meanwhile, welcome to The Remix, everyone. Welcome, 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 welcome. Let's see. Hmm. Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's see there. We're trying to do that. All right, you guys. All right, you guys. When you get ready to Skype yourself into the remix, don't Skype me to the remix. You need to Skype into the remix. Come over to the Remix Radio page, and that's where you're going to Skype yourself in, because I can't be on a Skype conference call and doing the remix. So, all right, you guys. Well, welcome to the remix. So good to have everybody in the house tonight, joining us here live in the forum tonight. We have a very special treat. Tonight we're going to be talking about spiritual e-commerce and tracking tangible wealth. And we're going to talk about tracking that tangible wealth to the source and what that means to you, and just talk about some new and some exciting things. But before I get into that, I do want to talk about a couple of other things. The first thing, as you guys know, we have the Love Seminar going on this weekend. And definitely, let me go ahead and put that warning out there. This is not like any other Love Seminar you've ever been to. So that's going on this weekend, and so many of you have already signed up and secured your spots, and for those of you who are interested, it's still not too late for you to grab your seats, because we're going to get started on Saturday. For all of you who have already secured your spot in the Love Seminar with myself and allow the experience that the soul alignment rings and the soul cycle calendars, and wow. All right, we're going to try this again. We're going to start this over, and we're going to try this again. And just to see if we can hear, let me kind of bring the energy down a little bit. And just peace and greetings to everyone. Can you guys hear me out there loud and clear? I just want to kind of do a little sound check. Just did a sound check. And we're going to listen to some music, and we're going to get this underway. No worries. We're going to do this.
We'll be right back.
That's what we got to do. Sometimes we just got to turn the beat around. Peace and greetings to everyone. I do want to do a sound check and just see if you guys can hear me out there. Welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And so good. So good. I'm laughing at Esther right now. She's kind of helping me out too. All right. So I just want to make sure that you guys can hear me loud and clear. And sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to kind of turn the beat around and kind of do what we're doing. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. You are live in the remix, and we're going to get right into some of the things we need to cover. And then we're going to get right into a wonderful share that we have tonight. We're e-commerce, tracking tangible wealth. Right back to the source. So we're going to be talking about wealth tonight here in the source, in the remix here. For those of you listening, 646-522-2711 is the number to call. International callers, all you have to do, dial the U.S. country, and then 646-522-2711. And also, you can Skype in. Don't Skype me, but Skype in the remix. Let me give you selected directions to help you get yourself situated. You can come on over www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, is how you're going to get in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome as the guest. Click a button right at the very bottom that says sign up, sign in, tell us who you are, and come on in the chat room. The Remix family is getting themselves situated there, and they're certainly going to make you feel right at home. So you can do that. You can get yourself situated, and you can come on in, and you can join us in the room there. Once you sign up, you can chat, chill with us in the chat room here. I'm in the chat room. Everyone's in the chat room. So many of the Remix family and everybody is in the chat room. So welcome to you guys. Welcome here to the seen and the unseen. Just so glad to have you guys here with us, joining us in the Remix. Now, I want to take care of some Remix business. As before we get ready to get into the share again, I want to welcome you guys to the Love Seminar that's coming up this weekend. It's going to be this weekend, the Love Seminar. That's going to be coming up this weekend. And all you have to do if you're interested in participating is definitely send an email over to QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. And you can find out. We have people signing up right now. We're going to get started tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to kick it all off about 1:45 Eastern Standard Time and just kind of get it in from there. So, joining us tonight, live in the forum, we have the president that's going to be joining us of the Perfect Union of the president Dietrich is going to join us in the forum. I also just give a shout out to everyone who self-vested. This is a joke, right? This is a joke. Blog Talk, this is a joke, huh? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, let's see. yeah, we're going to keep going, you guys, because that's what we do here in the remix, and I'm sure all things will work themselves out. Let me see. I think I can find out where this is coming from. If you guys give me 1 second, I'm going to find out exactly where this is coming from. Surely am. Let's see if that's a little better there. Did that get better? Did that just get better? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It did get better, didn't it? It sure did. I seen exactly where it was coming from. Okay, you guys, so we're going to continue. We're going to talk about that. Welcome. It's an exciting. This is a remix first, so I can understand. Whenever we have some information that's going to be coming through, a lot of times we get sort of this resistance that comes up, and this is those times that we just continuously push ourselves through, and we make it to where we need to go. That's exactly a lot of times what's happening. So, you know, no worries. Absolutely. On the platform, and I'm so excited about that. I do want us to hear some Baby Blue. We're going to dance a little bit. We're going to dance for real. And, we're going to welcome our brother Dietrich to the platform here in just a moment. He's going to be joining us here right after this.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Now, one of the things that I want you guys to know that tonight we're going to be talking about wealth. And we're going to be taking a look at wealth, taking a look at spiritual e-commerce. And looking at it, perhaps in a way you haven't taken a look at this. So we're taking a look at this in a way we haven't taken a look at this before. I want to invite you to get up, and I want you to kind of dance, and I want you to understand that this is really about coming together. It's about us working together and coming together. This is what is so beautiful about this. Because ultimately, when we work together and we do things better, when I shine, you shine, we all shine. So let's get up, get out of our chairs, and let's dance a little bit. Yeah, let's dance.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. Super rats in your area. About to make things serious. Diggy die, diggy die. Yo.
If it could be I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money on the mind.
Nigga, the ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I'm making you making all the money every time I bust. No fuss. Fully blown, Benz fully chrome. Telephone, Diggy Dimes, once again it's on. It's Dre Boogie, no rookie, a tough cookie. Biggity blow the spot every time they book me. The big boys, we make a big noise. Biggity bubbling and pushing big toys. From the corner to the stage, front page. Biggity rockin' the age, drop the John Blaze. To give a toast to the host, East Coast, West Coast is here. Set the score toast, jump in the square this year, we take the whole pie. No lie, the platinum and the gold eye. Been jumping, got the beats up and pumping. Nigga, the yes, y'all, I know what's
in. Nigga, the I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind. If I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, the nothing but the money on the mind.
I'm making these plays back like an NFL safety. I'm wicked, he won't let the game break me. Even though the game's shaky and the players flaky, the nigga, he needs a well of balls. Set up my office, now everybody lost. Yo, if niggas is hot, I'm ultraviolet. If niggas is live, then I'm the pilot. Nigga, he frequent fly mileage. Cash flowing, overthrowing, motor rolling. Play the low and keep a nigga not knowing. Yo, it's like the wind beneath my wing. Thing that I sing, and I'ma bring. So let me do my thing. Up the fast, nigga, he smack it out the park, right? Super rats, nigga, he tail from the dark side. Oh,
nigga, he hot shine. You shine, everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money on the mind. Yeah, if I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money on the mind. Yeah, if I shine, you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money on the mind. Yeah, if I shine, then you shine. Everybody shine, nigga, need nothing but the money.
cop, buy spots, nigga, they never ever buy jocks. Bubble goose, fat bins, fat tims, fat ends, fat rings, biggity fat skins. We got a foolproof hustle, lot of muscle. So make it make sure they put the money in the duffel.
What's biggity mine is yours and yours is mine. The biggity I shine, the new shine, the cool shine. You rock the best and I rock the range. Biggity got nothing to lose and anything to gain or stain. Forget the pain and the struggle and all the trouble. Up in the jungle with my man, now we see it.
Biggity I shine, the new shine, everybody shine.
Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, Miss Blue, and I just want to know, can you guys hear me loud and clear out there? Can you guys hear me? I know we were just listening to Daz Effects, and I just want to make sure that you guys can hear me loud and clear. Yes, you can. Wonderful. See, where there is a will, there is a way. Yes. All right, you guys. Peace and greetings, and we're going to do this all over. And just because I really want you guys to get a good understanding about what we're going to be talking about here tonight, and I just want to welcome you guys here. It's always an honor to be in the presence of like minds, brothers and sisters out here doing the work. And when we come together in this cosmic space to raise the frequency and the energy up for ourselves and all of the collective consciousness all over the world. Shouts out to our international listeners that are listening from Amsterdam to Greenland to Japan, Australia, parts of Africa, the UK, Canada, Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad that's listening out there, Egypt, Italy, Spain, Germany, Belgium that's listening, parts of Russia that's out there listening. Just peace and love to all of you guys out there that's listening from all over the world, so many countries cannot even name, but know that we know you're out there, Mauritania, that you're out there, Mozambique, some other parts of Africa, China, Japan, Indonesia, that's out there listening to us, Korea. We have some listeners out there, and just much love. I was in the sessions this week doing readings for brothers and sisters and connecting with so many of you guys all across the world. Oh, and let me not forget Switzerland. Big ups to all of our listeners in Switzerland. And want to send love out to them out there in Switzerland because they are listening. Got your emails this week as well, too. And a lot of your orders. Now, what is so unique about tonight's chair? We have so many amazing chairs. But I do want to tell you about the president that's going to be coming on tonight. You know, we're going to be talking about spiritual e-commerce, tracking tangible wealth, and we're going to be talking about that for a very good reason. Joining us here live in the forum for a very first time is the president. His name is Dietrich. Brother Dietrich is going to be joining us from the Perfect Union Wealth Center, and we're going to be talking all about the perfect wealth. Before he comes on the platform, I do want to let you guys know something about this brother. He has been a part of the Remix family. He's also been a part of the Kim Business Class. So for all of you guys who have been a part of the Kim Business Class, and he also is a member of Self-Invested. He's also a member of Self-Invested, and this is his only first time on the platform, and I'm just so honored to have him share this information with us here tonight, for him to come on to talk about his mission, his passion,
and talk about, you know, talk about this perfect union wealth center and just really, really share what has been so instrumental in his life and everything that he's been doing and the people he's been working with and that has been closest to him to come on to talk about that. That's really, really important when we begin to think about this. And we start to talk about spiritual e-commerce and tracking tangible wealth to the source. And so this is the reason why we're having the Brother Dietrich come on tonight, because he's going to be talking about it, spiritual e-commerce, and how he was able to track his tangible wealth down to a true source and really share that message with you guys. These are some messages and stories we've been sharing with you for years, and so now you're going to get a chance to hear it from one of the Remix family's own. That's a part, have been a part of so much that has been going on here in the Remix. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about all of these things, you know, and how to bring these things into physical matter, because a lot of times this is what we've been talking about, you know. And one of the things that I'm going to be doing is I will be picking his brain on how he put his dream into action. I'm going to be picking his brain on that so he can share all of that with you guys and tell you those things about how it came to be. You know, the Kim Biz, the new business model, is one of the things that he's been using. He's been using, those of you who've been a part of the Kim Business class, and we talked about the new business model, but the old business model is just not working anymore. We know that. We understand that. And really taking a lot of those powerful components. So without further ado, let's go ahead. And we're going to bring on Brother Dietrich to be joining us here live in the forum. Let me find him. There's so many Remix callers out there. Let me see. I believe this is him. Let's see. Here we go. Yes, let's see. Here we go. Here we go. Peace and greetings, Brother Dietrich.
Peace and greetings, Ms. Blue King. Hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. Yes. Welcome to the Remix, Dietrich.
Thank you. Let me say thank you, Ms. Blue. It's an honor. I could give much love and say hello to the Remix family all over the world. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, and I thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Yes, well, you know, this is something that myself and Brother Bilal just really felt it was the perfect fit, you know, for you to come on and just to share what you're so passionate about. And everyone who knows you, because, you know, of course, it's the Remix family, they're sending you hearts and love from Self-Invested and everyone out there, the Kim Business Class, and everybody is just sending hearts and love to you. So this is beautiful. Dietrich, first, I know we're going to get into talking about a lot of this, but I want you to start out by telling the people, telling them exactly who are you. Who is Dietrich? Tell us about you.
Well, like most of the family, Remix family, I'm just your brother or sister that's out here is trying to, you know, make sense of all this craziness in the world. So for me, back in 2008, I truly started my spiritual journey working with some of the great occultists that everyone knows, and, you know, eventually just studying, researching, trying to find my way. I bumped into the Remix. And when I bumped into the Remix, I found you, Ms. Blue. Then later on, I found Brother Bilal. So just been doing a lot of studying, a lot of Remix, a lot of studying, a lot of searching. So if I had to say who I am, I'm just your everyday Remix family member that's out here doing work.
Now, and that's beautiful, and so glad to have you here to share that with us. And I want you to start out and to share with us and begin to talk about what is the Perfect Union Center and what inspired it. What is the Perfect Union Wealth Center? What is that? What is that all about?
Well, what the Perfect Union Wealth Center is me and my brothers, Eric, Adam, and John, we all just came together. And, you know, it just says time to really, really, you know, grasp, go get this wealth, and share with our family. So we, you know, got together and got our family and friends together, and, you know, so we're going to start pooling our money together to invest in the market so we can just try to start making strides to increasing our wealth. So as far as what inspired it, the inspiration was always there, just wanting to help people around me. Of course, you always want to help your family do better, not that they're, you know, doing bad, but you just want to see them not want for anything. So, like I said, doing my studies, I came across you, you know, got my reading from you. You put me on my my path, even more so gave me a lot of direction, and then I got into Kim business. Once I got into Kim business class, that really helped me build my foundation, you know, because I had beautiful ideas in my head, but I couldn't really bring them to reality, you know. So once I was, you know, sat down with you and Brother Bilal in the Kim business class, oh, it was a wrap. It was a wrap. Just, you know, you know, it was a wrap. Like you said, it's just time to do this a whole different way, because what's going on right now is not working. And when you start to teaching that, you and Brother Bilal was teaching that in the Kim business class, that resonated with me, like, hit just off the charts, because that's what I've been saying. I just didn't know how to go about putting it together. So as far as inspiration, the Kim business class was huge, huge for me. Now, of course, with the, you know, with our daily journeys, our walking through life, we see so much.
Yes.
And we, you know, we see so much. You're like, why this person can't do this? Why this person can't do that? And for me, I see a lot of low energy stuff. So just seeing individuals who can't get those basic necessities, water, food, shelter in their life, that was a real part of the inspiration.
Wow, yes, beautiful, beautiful. And I know you talked about the Kim business class, and that really kind of helped you sort of kind of get on your path. You talked about sort of the reading, yes, because I did the reading for you as well, too, and I know you're a part of that, and as well as self-invested where it comes to your inspiration. But tell me what kind of, if any, Where do you think you found sort of that pivotal point where you knew the divine confirmation you were sort of looking for? Because I know that's a lot what we're looking for. We ultimately know all the answers, but these things have been put into place by our ancestors to really bring about that divine confirmation. What was it, do you think, that helped you solidify and really gave you that divine confirmation for you to begin to move forward?
Once I got out of the Kim business class and still working with you and Brother Bilal, even after the class was over, just still getting that tutelage, getting that tutoring, getting that mentoring, it just one day I woke up, it's like, all right, time to go to work. It's time to really get busy now. Here, I've got all the beautiful textbooks. I got all the books I can read. I got all the literature, you know, literature that we all need. But now it's time to go put in work. So just from continually working with Brother Bilal, getting that tutelage from him, getting that mentoring from him and yourself, it's kind of, hey, like, nothing's going to happen unless you get up and make it happen. So it's just that consistency. You know, it's really just that consistency. So I can't really pinpoint an actual day, but it's just the overall consistency of working with you guys and being around with you guys, you know, still listening to these shows, and then just finally just click, all right, it's time to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to really put all this together.
Right. That's the part that we can't give you guys, and that's true. We can't make you go to work. We can't make you go do your work, because trust me, that's the one thing we can't do. We cannot make you do your work. So it really is good, you know, to see that you did take these practical applications, I call them practical spiritual applications, and you begin to put them into place. I want to talk to you about something here, Dietrich, and I want you to kind of give us some clarity here. Why wealth? Where did that confirmation of wealth come into your life? How early, how young of an age did you knew that finances and what we call wealth, what we call money, what we call generating these things, how early Did that come to you? And then when do you feel you sort of kind of got confirmation and divine inspiration on wealth for that to be your passion for you?
Well, wealth is, as a young kid, you know, I was blessed to have a family that was just very supportive and, you know, always had. So as a young kid, we didn't, you know, I was never taught to, you know, really just, you know, you got to go out and struggle for money. I was always taught that, you know, wealth is not just money. It's a vast, it has a vast definition, you know. You can have vast wealth of knowledge. You have vast wealth of physical fitness, you know. So for me, I was taught at an early age that wealth, you know, has a broad definition. So it started with me early on, just having a little job. You know, I would save money. You know, everybody had a paper route. I had my little paper route. I'd go over here.
Yeah.
You know, I'd save my little money, got my little buddies, get their little paper route. Okay, it's time to progress to the next step. Let's start mowing lawns. Let's start doing swimming pools. But it was always just to continue growing. It wasn't so much about chasing the money. It was just about just having the ability to create. For me, it was the ability to create and also to bring my little buddies along and have them, you know, put them in a better position. So I started on at an early age.
And so you know that this is a big part of your passion, and this is how you came to the Perfect Union Wealth Center. I want you to talk to me about your history with finances.
Well, for me, finances with me has, like I said early on, just been, I've always been really good with my money or with finances, period. And but being in a blue-collar job, so one day I just woke up, you know, I went to go look at my pension. I'm like, okay, I'm doing okay, but I could be doing better. So I, you know, started doing some work with different brokerage companies, this brokerage company, that brokerage company. And I'm like, these guys are not really doing work. I'm giving them all this money. I could do this on myself.
So we're
taking a couple of classes in college and, you know, listening to my dad, who always pulled out the business section before he even read the sports section. He pulled out the business section and we started reading that. So I just eventually just started educating myself. Then I just started trading. In 2000, I just started, just really hit it hard, just really just started trading. And I just started to teach myself. And I always get from a lot of people, Dietri, I can't believe you're trading on your own. It's easier than most people think. It's just made to look difficult, so you give your money to someone else to do the work for you.
All right, beautiful. So that's exactly what was going on. And when you were going back, so your father sort of kind of mentored you. So now I want you to talk about what's the difference from your investment group than any others that are out there.
Well, I've been around a couple of investment groups that was pretty big. And when I mean big, they had, you know, good people as members. But the one thing that truly, truly separated them from us was our integrity. My brothers, Adam, Johnny, and Eric, and myself, we have integrity. And I know people's probably, well, I'm talking to the Remix family, so excuse me. We're working with an integrity that's never been seen before. You don't have to worry about us trying to teach you or nothing. Our goal at the Wealth Center for all of our family and friends is to make them more money than we make ourselves. That's never heard of. So our integrity is what separates us from the rest.
Now, one of the things, as you know, Dietrich, I am very, very hard on the poverty within consciousness. So, I have to ask you this question. You know, what is your view about poverty and consciousness?
It's almost like a oxymoron statement, Ms. Blue. It's like you said, and because if you the thing about being conscious is you understand that you have to do the work, or you should understand you have to do the work. And so when you understand you have to do the work, there shouldn't be a poverty behind consciousness. So I'm with you and Brother Blau when you say we got to get rid of this mindset. We do, because there is no room for that mindset to be in a conscious community if, you know, if you truly are conscious.
And so we're going to get into, I know it's a lot of different things that we're going to cover as we continue on with our discussion here about the Perfect Union Wealth Center, to talk about it, talk about more of the mission, what it means to be involved, and what that looks like on all different levels. So we talked about what your views were as far as poverty and consciousness. So I want to ask you now, what is wealth in consciousness? And talk about that, and how can we start to move ourselves from the poverty to the wealth mindset based on the work that you've been doing and what you're working with?
For me personally, to get out, just like this oxymoron statement, so I'm also including myself. So for me to move myself from that conscious and poverty mindset to wealth and consciousness, was me to actually get up and do the work. So for me, the biggest thing is there's no such thing as risk when it comes to wealth conscious. There's no such thing as risk. Everything that you're doing to better yourself, to evolve, or, you know, make yourself better. So there's no such thing
right.
as risk. No such thing as risk. So for us to move forward, move out of that mindset of, you know, poverty and consciousness to wealth and consciousness, it's just that we truly have to understand that everything I do, going to taking the Kim business class, getting the readings from Ms. Blue, getting the soul alignment reading from Brother Bilal, doing the self-investing, all these things are moving you towards wealth and consciousness.
Yes. Yes, beautiful. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
When we realize that there's no such thing as risk, just wealth just comes. It just comes. And for me, that has just literally taken a risk. It truly has paid off, Ms. Blue. It truly has.
Yeah, beautiful. So the other thing I want to talk about here, what area do you feel is most in the dark to the average investor? The reason I say this is because as soon as people start hearing investment growth or anything that has to deal with wealth, we still have a very strong negative connotation about even the word wealth. It seems like, particularly in the conscious community, there is a sort of this stigma that you are not supposed to have anything to do with wealth. And, well, not wealth, with finances. But you are trying to obtain wealth. Well, you cannot get to wealth, meaning your health, your happiness, because wealth is more than just talking about money. That's the side effect. It's almost like the cherry on top of the ice cream when it comes to wealth. You understand? So our minds is so clouded, and we start getting all of these things. And the sad part about it is, even though we're very well educated on what it is to have poverty and consciousness, we see so many of our people who are conscious, and I'm talking about from all walks of life and all backgrounds, this is everyone on the planet, that one of the things that happens is that we are so rooted against what we call wealth in the traditional sense, or money, that we find so many of our people falling for scams and schemes. And when something really comes along that can generate wealth, we don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. But so many times in readings, I've heard people said someone knocked on their door right after a storm came, told them they were going to fix their roof, and all they had to do was sign their insurance over to them, and they would send a crew out. Nobody never came, took them out of their money. So many times I hear about the elders. Somebody said that if they gave them $50, this is what they would give them back. People ending up in Walmart parking lots. So
somebody says, hey, man, come here. I got a 52-inch TV. If you give me $200, it's worth $2,000. I'm going to get it. It's like we want to take a shortcut, but then we want to stray away from building true wealth.
Yes. You're totally right, Ms. Blue. Everything you just said. I couldn't even say it better. That I noticed a lot of our elders, they don't like to use that word wealth. They believe in the old mentality of, you know, poor righteous teacher. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't come back to be poor, to struggle. I don't want people around me to be poor and struggle, because you can't reach your highest frequency if you're
right.
You're worried about, I got to put food on the stove, or where I'm going to eat, where I'm going to sleep. I just think if you understand that, you know, yeah, I want the nice things, but the nice things don't make me. I make the nice thing.
Well, so and I didn't mean to, you know, this is just a subject I'm passionate about, just like you, Dietrich. And I definitely, you know, feel you. And this is what I want you to talk about, because this is pivotal. Because now I see so many of our elders, so many of our seniors, so many of those who carry so much wisdom, and they carry so much knowledge, and they are struggling. Do you think the average person knows how much money they will need when they stop working? Do you think
they
have concepts of what that's going to really take?
No. I going back to what I was saying a little bit earlier, I looked at my pension. That was also one of my motivations. Well, I looked at my pension, and like me, unlike me, I know the average American don't have a pension, and that scares me. And so I'm looking at what, when I retire, that this is the money I'll have. And I'm just looking at the pension, not my pension, not all the other stuff that I have done to pad my pension. So I'm looking at my pension, and it says in 12 years, I will run out of money. I just came out in a, just sweating. I'm like, whoa. And I wasn't scared for myself. I was scared for my friends who don't have what I have. I'm like, well, what the hell is everybody else going to do? So I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, good Lord, what is everybody else going to do? So I said, what are people going to do that don't have a pension? So this, you know, and I'm not saying our system is perfect for everyone, but this is just the start. This is a building block for those individuals who don't have, to maybe start the padding or building some wealth. So, but going back to what you said, Ms. Blue, maybe our elders, same thing, that I wish this was there for them so they could be building wealth, so there's no reason for them still to be, you know, in that mindset of a poor righteous teacher with all the knowledge and all they've done for all of the different communities. They should be living really well, along with all of us.
Yes. At least being able to provide for yourself and to take care. The thing about it is, you know, for me, I'll say what was sort of my deciding factor, and I am a member of the Perfect Union Wealth Center as well. What was a deciding factor is I've invested in stocks and bonds, and I know many of you have wanted to do that. The main thing is a trust factor. I think we all can agree with that. We've seen so much corruption. We don't even have to look outside the conscious community to see that, but that exists everywhere. So much corruption, so many things going on. And being comfortable to be able to be in a place where like minds exist, where like minds truly exist. And like you said, that level of integrity is there. And not only that, I get an opportunity to be accountable for me. So I get to say. No one else don't get to tell me what I should be doing with my 50 cents or my 25 cents.
Exactly. Right, Ms. Blue. So the also
and,
answer to that. Go ahead, Ms. Blue.
You know, no one gets to tell me. I don't want to go to somebody who sits me down and tells me, this is where you need to put your 50 cents. And this is where you need to put your 25 cents. And then when we start to talk about it from spiritual e-commerce, I did this brother's reading. And one of his magical powers, Dietrich, tell him what your magical power was.
Is wealth.
Is wealth. Creating wealth was his magical power. So once he told me about this and what he was involved in, I knew. I know not just from a physical aspect, I know from a spiritual aspect, this is his work, creating wealth, not just for himself, but opening that doorway. Because one of the things I want to tell you guys is that this wealth is not about money, but it's to give you the opportunity to do the things that feed your spirit and your soul, whatever
yes.
that is. If it is your business, if it's so you can be maybe have less time working a 9-to-5 and be at home with your children, if it's to take a vacation once a year, if it's no more than to have money for one day to purchase you a home, it's not about money. It's about what is your passion and what is driving you. But
yeah.
once I did his reading, I did his Akashic reading. When I did his God Goddess numeric Akashic record reading, his magical power was creating wealth. And for those of you who have had that, you understand that when that magical power comes upon you. So I knew that this was in his lane. If he took it, because we all get to operate in free will, and like you said, Dietrich, you got to do the work. That's the one thing that we can't do. So many of you have had things from myself and Brother Bilal. You've been in the Kim business class. You've been in self-invested. The only thing we can't do is make you do the work. He did the work, and he was able to show it. He was able to manifest it for himself and many others. And so that's why we chose this time, because he's been doing this for a while. He chose this time to share this here. You understand, to share this information here. And we really wanted to bring this information, to share it with you guys here on the remix, to those of you who are interested in building wealth and understanding that. Many of you guys know I'm also a holistic practitioner, and some of you have even gone to some of our brothers and sisters who talk to you about nutrition and really taking care of the body, particularly if we're talking about it, Dr. Yu, Queen Afua, many, many others, and they will tell you, you need to plan to eat. That's our number one thing, how we get into an unhealthy diet. So we've gotten pretty good with the plan to eat kind of thing. We've gotten pretty good with planning our magical things. What we haven't gotten good at is planning how we're going to build out these wealth, how we're going to funnel particular energy in a certain way, because money is just currency. So I ask you, where is that currency going? Is that currency just going to McDonald's? Is that currency just sitting in the bank waiting for something devastating to happen?
Yes.
Because some of us do have money, and we have it in the bank, and we're waiting for something devastating to happen. That's the only reason it's there, and we know that we have to be right. So something happens, and we have the money for it. But it would be nice to learn about other choices and other things that you can begin to do so you can start generating and understanding wealth. This investment group is going to make history in so many ways. I'm going to just kind of give you guys heads up on that. It's going to make history. Trust and believe. Because I've seen this in the records. And we're talking about it here, but tomorrow Dietrich's going to be somewhere else, and people are going to say, I heard this cat on the remix. I heard him on the remix, y'all. He was talking to Miss Blue on the remix. Man, I heard about this. I knew, man, I know what this is. So just kind of put that. So remember, I told you this year, 2014, remember Miss Blue told you this year, going to make history in a good way. And I also told you there are so many millionaires out there that will be made this year, many billionaires, and these are all going to come from the remix group. And some of you, we know who you are. We have identified you. Yes. Thank you. And some of you who are billionaires, we know who you are. You have identified yourself. Thank you. And we also know that there are more and more of you that are manifesting as we speak in this particular moment right now that are working in this path. Now, Dietrich, I'm going to have you speak on this some more because this isn't for everybody.
No.
It really isn't.
We do not want, we don't want certain people to really call, you know, and ask for information. And I know a lot of people say that's kind of, you know, going against what we're saying, that we're here to help everyone. But the biggest and number one reason why I started this was to assist those people who try to help themselves. So when my brothers and I, we sat down and we would have family, a list of hundreds of names, family and friends. And we went through and crossed out family and friends. Nope. So if we don't want to deal with family and friends, should let everyone know that we don't want to deal with just anybody. We want people that's doing their work, that's at the least, then had a reading from you. At least had a reading from you and Brother Bilal. Because that speaks volumes to us. That speaks volumes to us. Now we might be able to, you know, if they haven't had a reading or getting a reading and I just call and confirm with you, then that would be the exception.
Wow. That's special. Yes, that's special and definitely honor. I know where your heart is coming from that. But this is really about those, if you're interested. We're going to tell you what you need to do if you are interested in finding out more. Certainly it's not something we're telling you to go jump into today. That's not it. But really to find out more about the Perfect Union Wealth Center and how you can connect yourself to find out more information about what the Brother Dietrich and everyone over there is doing at Perfect Union Wealth Center and how you can make that work for you. Why make others wealth? Is that real? You know, is that really real? You know, and we're going to talk about that some more, you know, making others wealthy. Is that real? Is that real? Is that something real, you know, that we can really talk about? We're going to qualify that and talk about that. Is that something real? Is it possible, you know? And who wants to do that, you understand? One of the things that I know that here on the platform of the Remix, with the help of yourself and everyone on this platform, we have made people so wealthy,
exactly.
Very wealthy.
Yeah.
We've made you guys so wealthy. We have made you millionaires. We have made you billionaires. We have given all of that to you, you know. So we know it's real, you know.
Yes, very
because
real.
It comes
very
from pure love, and we know love is the only thing that is definitely real, you know.
So that's why that's why we're going to be very specific, Ms. Blue, like, not being disrespectful, it's just that when you come to the Investment Center, we're going to put you to work, because this is going to be, like you just said, if the concept isn't saying, Ms. Blue, there's investment clubs throughout the world, but it's the integrity that's going to set us apart from everyone. So when you come in, we're going to take you as a little brother or a little sister. We're going to go back to the old Buddhist ways, where when you take someone as a little brother and a little sister, you want the individual to be better than you were. So therefore, if you was a millionaire, that person had to be a multimillionaire, and you was okay with it. So that's the mindset that we want people to come in with, and that's willing to work, and I mean work, because we're going to network. We're going to, like you just said, Ms. Blue, I don't want to give too much away, but we're going to put in some serious work. So we really want people that are really serious. We don't want the calls, then they just worry about their money, which I'm not knocking no one for worrying about their money. It's your money. But we want you to understand that we're trying to take this little lump sum of money and put it over here for you so you can go buy your shelter. You can have food on the table. You don't have to worry about those things. But to do that, it's going to take people who individuals who are ready to do the work. And when I mean work, I mean work.
Yes, and you know, one of the things that I'll tell you guys, finances, that's not my thing. I don't do finances well, not like that. I can create wealth. I am a wealth generator. I can do that and have done that to several different levels. But this is not my thing because I am too busy in the records and beyond in other worlds to do that. So definitely myself, and I think I feel comfortable speaking for Brother Bilal because we kind of laughed about this, we know when to stay in our lane. This ain't our lane. So that's why we have people to come on to talk about those things that's not in our lane. This is not our lane. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to have you, you know, come on and really share that. Talk about some of the intricate components of some of the things, if you will, where people can connect with you if they're wanting to connect and how to connect.
Well, if you go to our website, we have two websites. We have just your generic website that everyone who might be interested could go and, you know, look that up. So you posted that already, Ms. Blue. Then we have our other website. That one we can't give out because that's where all of our members, we got all of our, you know, stocks that you have to be a member to see that. So for those individuals who would like to get in contact with us, you could just send us an email, you know, Remix family member, put that in the subject, and just at partners@ppuwealthcenter.com. And for the international family members, if you guys want to get on board, just send us an email. We'll figure it out. We will figure it out.
Yes. Also, I want to let you guys know that everything is available on the show notes, that you can come over here and you can ask some questions. We are going to go to the phone lines. I see so many of you guys, you have your hands up already. So I'm not sure. It's like hundreds of you on the phone lines. And I'm going to, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to let you ask a question to Brother Dietrich. And then, you know, we'll just kind of play it by ear. I don't know. Maybe we'll do some wealth questions, readings or something. I hate to put that out there, Dietrich. You know how crazy that gets.
but maybe we'll do some readings
on some wealth, you know, once you come out there. We'll do some wealth readings. So that's what we'll do. You guys ask a question for Brother. Oh, the phone lines just went crazy, Dietrich. They're ready for you, Dietrich. They're ready to ask you those questions. So you'll get a chance to ask questions to Brother Dietrich, and then we'll also I'll do some wealth readings. And, yeah, we're live here in the Remix. I'm so excited about this. You guys, a place, a perfect union wealth center where you can understand and learn about wealth and really help to build that in just a beautiful, beautiful way. We're just going to kind of jump around here on the phone lines, calling in from area code 347. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. My name is Kim.
Okay, greetings, Kim.
I'm calling from Albany.
Hey, Kim.
New York.
Yes.
How are you doing, Kim?
Hey. I'm good. I just tuned in. I heard you talk about wealth and becoming a millionaire and a billionaire. So I don't know. I don't have a question.
So, Kim, you just tuned in and pressed 1 because it said you've been up there for a minute now.
I was. But, you know, it's like this. My credit is shot. I have very bad credit. But I'm not going to rely on my credit to take me further in life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So ask your question to Brother Dietrich. You're the perfect people we want to call in. Yeah. Ask your question.
Yeah, Brother Dietrich, I let this fear thing come across, you know, my mind because of my credit is shot, you know what I mean? And sometimes it's discouraging, But I'm not going to let that stop me because I'm very creative.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm a mover and a shaker. But then it's just sometimes, you know, I do kind of let it bother me a little bit about this credit thing. But I know it's just the fear factor.
So I like to tell people like this, Kim.
Okay.
Most people are in debt because they're trying to get something that they not so necessarily need or want. They just want to get it. And I know that sounds totally different. They just want it just to want it. So for me, no, I don't get caught up in credit scores. I don't. And that's one thing that we're going to teach at the Wealth Center is that we got to change your whole mindset. I hear a lot of people say, oh, you got to qualify to mate with a good credit score. Okay, your mate has a good credit score, but over here your mate is beating you. So, you know, what do you want, a good credit score or you want to get beat? So for me, I don't really go along with that credit score thing. What I try to get people to do is get in their head, what do you want? Do you want to, what kind of life do you want to live? Do you want to live a life where you have what you want? And I mean have what you want, I'm talking about the basic necessities. Well, you're not eating the best of foods because that's expensive. Mm-hmm. Having a good shelter, very safe shelter to go to. Those are the type of things that I would take my money and spend on as opposed to the TV, the gadgets, and all that stuff. So if you would like us to sit down with you and help you get your credit, give you some advice that maybe to assist you getting your credit back on track, if that's what you want to do, please shoot us an email. We're willing to do that. That's what we do. But like I was saying earlier, you got to be willing to do the work. You got to remember, just like yourself, we got regular lives. We're busy too. So if you want to do the work, you're going to take the advice, please give us a call.
Okay, I sure will. I will email you, and I'll get to it. Thank you so much.
All right.
You're quite welcome.
Well,
peace
and
bless.
If you want, I can also give you your wealth reading to Kim.
Okay, that'll be great. Okay, I'm ready.
I could give it. That's perfect. I love everything, you know, that Dietrich was telling you. And just even, Kim, you're a beautiful divine example about when it comes to wealth. Because instantly we get a very uncomfortable feeling, a lot of people, when it comes to that conversation. And I've seen your first chakra start to dance when you came on the line. It started to dance, you know. And this is where a lot of that wealth is. This is where it is in that particular area. And a lot of times what happens is it's about a lack of just understanding. You understand? And it can be very simple things. And so the words that were coming, I was sitting here jotting them down on a piece of paper as Dietrich was talking to you, sort of kind of giving you your reading here. And this is about you reaching out. It's about you manifesting what you want and about you seeking, really seeking. And that's what tonight's call is about. It's about you seeking. Because a lot of times we're in the situation, how many times has a person told you, if you would have did this, this, and this, guess what? It could have been different for you. Just that small step. Just that small step. So a lot of times it's about the level of our understanding. Understanding spiritual e-commerce. A lot of times that's the place in our world that we go completely left brain. We can be talking about everything, but as soon as we start talking spiritually, boom, money, we go completely back to the left. We go back to the day in, the day out grind. We don't understand how that frequency is. What I would like for you to do is I would like for you to not focus on what you can do to generate wealth. Because that's wasted energy. That's wasted energy. To sit down and think about what can I do to generate wealth is completely wasted energy. And these are some of the principles that we teach and self-invested and also in the Kim Business Class. I want you to think about what you're passionate about and what would you do if we start to take certain things out of the equation. So one of the things that I want you to take out the equation, take money out the equation. If money was no option, what would you be doing right now? Of course, listening to the remix. Not right now. I'm saying literally. during the day. What would you do on a day-to-day basis if money was no option? Absolutely.
That's good. You want me to answer that?
I do.
If money wasn't an option, what would I be doing? I would be probably planting the
not
garden.
Not probably. Wait.
Okay.
Not probably. Money is not an option.
Okay.
What would
money
you
not
be doing? Yes.
What would I be doing? Why, Miss Blue? I'll plant a garden. I'll grow my own vegetables. But how would I do it, though? I would. That's a good question. I can't even answer that. I don't know.
And this is what I'm telling you. You have to know that. You understand? But let me ask you this, Kim. What do you love? What do you love?
I love eating well. I would love to eat well. I mean, my diet is terrible. I love fine food, so I just can't afford to eat it, you know. I love music. I don't know.
You love food, to eat well,
and you love
music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for now.
So
but
this is what I
want.
Mm-hmm. Do you love gardening? Do you love to garden?
I would love to. That's one of my passions, but I've never had an opportunity to do it. I mean...
So listen to me. I want you to follow me on this, okay? Because one thing I want to make clear to everybody here on the show, wealth is where your love is. Wherever your love is, that's where your wealth is. That's where it is. That's where the wealth seed starts to blossom. You understand? This is where it is. The love seminar that we're getting ready to have tomorrow, this is why this is going to be so powerful, because these are some of the things we're going to begin to tap into and really go in. But I want you to understand this. Gardening and listening to music, you can do that right now. Mr. Anderson of iGrowYouGrow.biz have shown us how we can grow things in our kitchen window. So you can actually start now. You have to begin to start getting into what you love. This is a big part of the work, because this work opens up all portals of wealth, because it's coming through love. So I want you to go. I want you to get you a 33-pack of seeds. I want you to get you some nice soil and get you some pretty little pots. And I want you to pour it in. I want you to cut you on some music, maybe listen to some Kim. And I'm talking about the brother Kim, K-E-M,
you know,
Kim.
I was just listening to him before I called you. Oh,
baby. Listen, don't mess with my man. That's my man right there. Don't mess with him. With my man Kim, right? Okay, I know. Listen to some Kim. I want you to think and take in all of these things that Dietrich just shared with you, and I want you to plant those seeds, and I want you to water them, and but this is what I want you to do with the seeds. I want you to take the seeds, and one of my priestess told me about this. She is so amazing, you guys. Take that seed, and I want you to put it in your mouth and cover it with your tonic of love, which is your saliva. And as you're rotating that seed around in your mouth, I want you to send all of the love and all of the prosperity and all of everything into that seed. And I want you to then take the seed out and plant it. And the sister who told me about this is one of the priestesses. Her name is Esther. It's the other Esther. We have twins in the priestesshood, a couple of them. And she's a twin, Esther. Not the host Esther of the show, but the other Esther. And plant those seeds and water it. Put some Kim on so you can open up that portal. And then sit yourself down. Write that email to Dietrich. Don't let that fear seep in. And any time that it does, I want you to go back to your food, and I want you to go back to your music so you can begin to get back into your love.
Okay.
To generate your wealth. Yes.
Miss Blue, can I ask you a question? What kind of seed? Can it be a tomato? Can I start with a tomato first?
How about that was my suggestion for you, baby girl. You are on it tonight.
Okay.
You are on it.
Okay.
Do you know I grew a tomato plant, and all summer long I didn't have to get any tomatoes. I had a tomato plant growing at my front door. Front door.
Wow.
People would come by and say, are those tomatoes? They are. Why do you have them in the front of your house? Because that's where I want them to be, in the front door.
Okay.
So every day my daughter would come home from school, she would pick the ones that were ripe and bring them in the house, and we would make a salad with them or eat with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can garden now. I want you to begin to do that.
Okay. Okay, I'm good. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And let us know.
I love you, Miss Blue. I love you.
Love you too.
What's the brother's name again? I'm sorry. What's the brother's name again?
Dietrich.
Okay, brother Dietrich, I love you too. And I'll be talking. I'll be emailing you soon.
Thank you, Kim.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, Kim. Beautiful. Yes. Dietrich, let me ask you. Yes, it was. It was all the way. Dietrich, let me ask you, because Kim brought up a very good question, and as the president there of Perfect Union Wealth Center, let me ask you, the credit score is one of the most or the biggest misconceptions.
Yes.
Is this one of your biggest misconceptions in the work of wealth, and why is that? Why do you think that is?
Because we have been taught, let me rephrase that, everyone other than 1% has been taught that you need to keep this number so perfect, but the 1% don't give a dang about that number. So if I have the masses, you know, concentrate on that number, then that's all they worry about. I'm going to do whatever I can to make sure I keep that number down, because you think that you're everything you need to survive in life revolves around this number, whereas not, just like you just gave Kim. If you didn't have money, what would you be doing? Growing your own food and enjoying life. So why
do you
own the number? You don't, but it's just because that's what we've been taught. And I know that's the first thing they teach you in some of the economic classes. Your credit score is your lifeline. I'm like, huh? No, but that's what they are teaching now. So everyone is just so caught up in that credit score. Most people would rather go to jail, then file for bankruptcy, because that will mess up their credit score.
Yes.
So we
have
to change that mentality. We have to change that mentality, because that's going, you know, get stuck with that number, trying to keep it so perfect, or scared that you're, you know, you're in debt, or you, you know, you're going to just, like the sister, she just, you know, and I hope she called, so we help her give her plan. It's a lot of us. I got a lot of buddies, too, that's going through this, like, gee, I don't know what to do. My credit score, I can't buy this, I can't buy that. Well,
right.
You can buy a new car, but do you need a new car? You know, why can't you keep the same one? So it just puts stuff in perspective, like you just said, Ms. Blue. It's just like you said.
Yes.
It's like we've got to change our thinking and get away from that, oh, I got to have this, as opposed to this is what I need to survive.
Yes, beautiful. And so this business is way out of the box. You know, I see you took the first Kim business principle, and that is to get the fuck out the box. You know, get away from the box.
Got to, Ms. Blue. Got to. So everybody's stuck in this box, and everybody's suffocating. So obviously we got to get out of this box and get some air.
Yes.
You're right on what you said.
Beautiful.
Got to get out of the box.
Beautiful. The credit score is definitely in the box. Let's go ahead. We have so many callers on the line now. Let's go ahead and go to the next caller. Calling in from area code, it looks like calling in from area code 310. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Glenda. I'm Glenda Foster. I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Okay, greetings. What's your name? I'm sorry.
Glenda.
Glenda. Greetings, Glenda.
Hey, Mom. It's my mommy.
How you doing?
You know what? I almost said that. I wanted to say, are you Dietrich's mama? I promise you I was going to say that.
Oh, you know me also, huh?
Well, I know energy, so I kind of picked up that you was in Dietrich's family and definitely his mama. Well, welcome to you, Mama. I didn't know you was on the line when I was saying that other stuff a minute ago, you know, about get the F out the box. How you doing?
I'm fine, Miss Blue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am.
And hi, Dietrich.
Hi, Mom. How are you?
I really enjoyed what you were saying about your new company. You know, your mother's very happy for you.
Thank you.
And, you know, I wish you the best.
And
I really don't have a question for you, Dietrich.
Yes.
I have a question for Miss Blue.
Go ahead.
Yes,
Mama,
ma'am. Yes.
I just put myself on hold there.
What did Dietrich say?
He said he's going to put himself on hold. He's going to be on hold. Yeah.
Oh, okay. My question is for you, Miss Blue, when you said that you was going to give a wealth reading, and
yes.
I wonder what you see for me.
Okay, let's see. I feel honored to do this one.
Thank you.
Okay. Why am I nervous? Y'all cut it out in the chat room. They're so terrible. They are so terrible. Okay. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it. And say your name for me one more time. I just feel like they call you something else, and I don't know what that is right now, but I'm sure your spirit guides will tell me. I just feel like.
Okay. My name is Glenda. Glenda. G-L-E-N-D-A. Not Linda.
Yes.
Glenda. Mm-hmm.
Belinda or Glenda?
Oh, Glenda with a G.
Glenda with a G, mm-hmm. Glenda. So,
G.
Glenda,
uh-huh.
do they call you something else?
Go ahead.
I mean, you don't have to give me that name, but I just feel like, you know, that there's something else you go by, and it's not.
Well, I don't know if Dietrich told you where we're from. We're out of the South. I'm out of the South. And my sisters and my brother, they kind of call me a sort of different name.
Yes.
It's my name, but they just don't say it. I guess the best way to say it, they don't say it correctly.
Okay, because I'm getting something. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. All right. Well, good enough.
Okay,
yes, I'm picking that up. Yes, ma'am,
okay.
That's what I'm getting. Okay, so let's talk about you when it comes to wealth. One of the things that I love about you, Glenda, is that you can generate wealth. And over the course of your life, you have been able to generate it. Your problem is it's hard for you to hold on to it. You get it? And it's just hard for you to hold on to it. And, in fact, you've done kind of what I have felt that I was talking about earlier. It's like you're getting it because you know something's going to happen. So you say, well, I'm going to put this money over here to the side because I already know I'm gonna need that. Watch what I tell y'all. I'm going to need that. And then you qualify it, you justify it, and say, you know what? Didn't I tell you I put that $200-$300 aside because I knew that car was going to break down. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, my God. You hit it. You did. Yes, you did. And the car,
yes.
the car, the car had stopped. Well, the car actually haven't stopped on me.
Mm-hmm.
It just got some things going on with it.
You already knew. So this is what I want you to do so you can change your frequency on this. This goes back as early as when you were 7 years old, and definitely when you were 10 years old. This is that struggle that when you were a young child, one of the things that you refused to see was poverty. You refused to see it as a child. You played it off like it was everyday life and you were good to go with whatever you had. It was good. You wasn't complaining. You wasn't one of those kids that said, why don't I have this or what? You was very thankful. So thankful that you put blinders on to what was real. But you kept the energy. And that energy told you that if you get $20, Glenda, you're going to need $10. Because something's going to happen. And as a result of that, you've been living your life financially, or we can say from a wealth point of view, for being sort of in poverty with it. Because you created money for problems, not so you could live. You plan better for things to go wrong than you do vacations and trips and things that you want to do for yourself. So if it was me and I felt something was going to go wrong, I need your number on speed dial because you could tell me, Miss Blue, this is exactly what you need to plan because, girl, in 3 months, you're going to need that money, honey. Don't spend that, baby. You better put some of that to the side.
Okay.
It's about you shifting sort of that consciousness, that energy within yourself. What I want you to do is to take your hand from me, and I want you to place it right below your belly button, right there in that area.
Okay.
Put your hand right there. This particular area, this whole area, is your solar plex. This is the area that really keeps the records of your emotion. And what I want you to see is that I want you to be able to be in the truth about what your greatest fears with money is. Because, see, this is going to take you back to when you were 10 years old and you wanted to refuse to see poverty. Even though you understand what it was and you understand, you really hold on to the good memories of that poverty. And to you, that's when times were good.
Okay.
And I'm not mad at you because this is a lot of the love that your son has for helping others, but he's been able to see it in a more proactive way, and that's where we want you to be. Now it's time. You've lived your life with seeing poverty in a reactive way. Now it's just about that shift. It's about that releasing. And I want you to just place your hand right there, and I want you to ask yourself the question, am I happy? Ask yourself, am I happy? And I want you to feel how your body is responding to that. How is your body responding to, am I happy? Can you feel that? Can you feel the energy as it moves through your body? And then I want you to ask, am I happy with my home? Am I happy with my health? Am I happy with my body? Am I happy with my thoughts? Am I happy with my life as it is? Because this is about you finally seeing. Because true sight does not come through the eyes, but it comes through those internal divine eyes that we all have. And it's about those things that we feel.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Ms.
So
Blue.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I want you
that.
To You're welcome. And I want to leave you with this, and I got to tell you one more thing because I hear that beep. One more thing I want to tell you, Miss Glenda. You gave birth to a son who has the ability to change the world on the way that we look at our finances. And that, my sister, is some powerful shit. Excuse my French. Because I did his reading. And I know that, and I told Dietrich, you came back to create wealth, not just for yourself, but wealth for the whole entire humanity, to help with wealth building.
Okay.
And this is because of a lot of things that you suppressed on. And what's happening now, you've just come to the place where this energy is saying, we're ready to change. If you're ready, Glenda, you don't have to hold on to poverty. What I want you to do is I want you to keep $10 in your purse at all times.
$10. Okay.
And I want you to have that $10, and I want that $10 to be anything that you see. I want you to purchase it. Anything that you see, I want you to purchase it without thinking. Start with $10. I don't want you to think. And it has to be something for you, not for your grandkids, not for your sister, not for your neighbor, not for the mailman, not for the person that helped you. It's for you because you do everything for everybody else and nothing for you.
Yeah, that's me.
So it's time for you to start getting into the flow of you. Get into the flow of you, of you. Keep that $10 because that $10 is going to teach you how to be spontaneous. I don't care what you see. Oh, girl, I think I want to pick this up. Let me get it. Because you have wealth. You need to learn that you can spend. It is okay to spend for you. You don't have to save for the rainy days.
Okay.
Rainy days are over. So how was that for you, Mama Glenda?
Very nice. And I'm going to actually do what you say.
Okay.
Well, I have one more thing to say, and then I'm going to let you go. You have a lot of people on the line.
Yes.
Dietrich, your father, be very proud of you.
Thank you,
Mom. Because he always would tell me, Glenda, that boy is smart. Leave him alone.
Oh, that is so beautiful.
Thank you, Mama. I will call you tomorrow, and I love
you. And I have to say this. I hope your mother been this first to you. Did you hear me, Dietrich?
No, Mama.
As I hope your mother didn't embarrass you in any way.
Mama, you just be consistent.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Love you, Mama. I'll call you later.
It was awesome to you, Dietrich. And Miss Blue, thank you very much for the wealth reading. And I will do as you say. And thank you again.
Yes, and one last thing. You know what I need you to do? I need you to change the battery in your smoke detector.
In my smoke? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, because it's beeping. It's beeping, and that is telling you your health speaks to you. I want you to think that as it receives divine messages, and it's saying, Glenda, you ain't paying attention to you. That's what your house smoke detector is telling you. So change that battery.
Okay. I will tomorrow.
Yes. Watch. Yes, it's going to be a whole new day. Watch. It's going to be brighter. Everything's going to happen. Watch. Watch what I tell you.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue. I truly appreciate that.
Ah, that was amazing. Now, that's real integrity. When your mama can come, see, this is how you know
your mama can reach out and touch you no matter where you are in the world, y'all. He on the remix and his mama done found him.
Right? Oh, man. Yes, Miss Blue.
Your mama done reached out and touched you on the remix.
Right? That's that motherfucking energy, right?
Yes, that is so beautiful. What a beautiful spirit. Beautiful.
That's another first, Miss Blue.
Yes, it is. Oh, that's beautiful. So we're going to go to the next caller. I see you guys out there, and I see some of you have some questions as well in the chat room. Some people are already over on the website. I want to give this out really quick before we take the next caller, because I did give a good way that you can go to the website, tinyurl.com, and then once you go to tinyurl.com, then you're going to go to perfect, you're going to type in /perfect wealth, and it will get you there. So tinyurl.com and then perfect wealth, and you'll start to see information there. I'm not sure. It's one of the websites there where you can sign up. Some people are saying they're signing up, or what do they need to do once they get to the website, and how do they need to contact you?
Ms. Blue, could you have everyone know that don't sign up? We keep that web page locked. It's really just for our members. We keep that locked, and that's just so so people could see, you know, could read our biography. But we usually keep that locked. So if you tell anyone that wants to sign up, just shoot us an email, or we got to shoot you a questionnaire first. So please don't sign up on the...
So we'll give out the email address. Where is the email address you want them to shoot you an email at, Dietrich? Did you give me that? I apologize.
Yes, partners. Oh, no problem. Partners@tpuwealthcenter.com.
So partners@tpuwealthcenter.com.
Yes.
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 So that's where the email is going to go. Yes, beautiful. I'm sure somebody will put it in the chat room, Chastity, or somebody will put partners@tpuwealthcenter.com. We're going to keep going. Great discussion here, wealth readings. Plus, we have the brother Dietrich here giving out some wealth, sharing with you guys what he has learned about wealth and everything dealing with the Perfect Union Wealth Center. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561, live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Ekendal calling from West Palm.
Okay, greetings, Ekendal calling from West Palm.
What's up, Dietrich? How are you doing, Ms. Blue?
How are you doing, Ekendal? How are you doing, brother?
Doing all right. Yeah, definitely it seems like this is right on time, and I'm definitely going to check out, shoot you an email and whatnot. It seems to be, I guess the question I have, I'm calling referring to, like, right now I'm at a place where I've, you know, finally seen a vision of where I may, you know, want to go with my life and, you know, with career finances and all that. And I know the last time I called in, there was a discussion, you talked to me about shortcuts and whatnot. And I, you know, just wanted to see any insights, you know, you may have on, you know, like my current path and, barriers I may need to, look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for me?
Yeah.
Or Ms. Blue? That's for you, Ms. Blue, right?
Well, Ekendal, I want to talk about that because in the beginning you talked about finances and about that. Do you have a question that you want to ask Brother Dietrich while he's on the line about maybe some of the things you're dealing with as far as when it comes to you and sort of your finances or your wealth?
Well, right now, no, I'm basically, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, working 9-to-5, but I'm interested in, you know, starting up my own business, and I know that's going to take, you know, like a certain amount of, you know, capital or money or whatever. And, I could use some guidance on, you know, where to start.
First thing to start, if you live paycheck to paycheck, I'll tell you this. Do you pay yourself first or do you pay your bills first?
I'll probably pay my bills first.
Okay. Do you work hard for your money, correct?
Correct.
So how do you give your money away without blessing yourself, you know, from working so hard? So the first thing is, I don't care if it's $10. Just like what Blue told my mom, I don't care if it's $10. You got to pay yourself first. Two things. If you want to start your own business, you're going to need you're going to need equity. You're going to need money. You're going to need something, you know, to start with. So if you try to start your business, first thing first, you got to build up your cash flow. So you have to start paying yourself first immediately. So if you most people say they don't have the money, you do because you're making money. It's just if you choose to give up this or that, so you're going to have to make some sacrifices. So the initial thing I can tell you right now to start building up your cash flow to get away from living paycheck to paycheck is you're going to start cutting some things off. But the first and most important thing for any and everybody is you got to pay yourself first. I don't care what kind of money you come in, you got to pay yourself first. You got to don't go give your money to the creditors and the debtors. You pay yourself first. And just like Ms. Blue told my mom, I don't believe in saving for rainy days. Get you a little can. On that can, if you, you know, put holiday trip or put Mexico trip, put something on it, something positive, that's good energy, and you throw it in that can. Because, you know, if you save for a rainy day, you're going to have a rainy day. So pay yourself first. Put it in a little can that says, you know, hey, this, you know, whatever business you're trying to start, that's what you want, you know, maybe write that on the can. You know, hypothetically speaking, you want to start a motorcycle shop. Put that on the can. Start dropping. You get your paycheck, you have to make it priority to put money in that can first before you pay any bill. So that'll be a good way to start to building your cash flow and get away from living paycheck to paycheck. But shoot me an email, you know, we can see what else we could do. And, you know, as long as you know, we got all kind of resources at the Wealth Center. I didn't tell people this in school. So let me say this real fast. We have all kind of resources at the Wealth Center. I am blessed to be around some real powerful people. When I say powerful, I'm not talking about what they do as a living. I'm just talking about their energy, you know, that a lot of my brothers, you know, that are assisting me, they're not charging or me anything. They're just doing it strictly out of love. They want the same thing I want. We just want to share this knowledge and give back because people gave to us for us to get here. So shoot us an email. I'm not sure if you're able to look at the chat room, but our email address is in the chat room. Shoot us an email, and we'll get you situated. We will get you situated, get you on the track, you know. Also, get in self-invested. If you're not in self-invested, one of the things Ms. Blue and Brother Bilal did do is go over how to get your money right. So if you can figure out how to get in self-invested, get in that too. With us, we'll show you how your money grows. So which is the thing is needed right now for everyone to grow their wealth. And the cool part is now you can do it in a community where we all the same. We're just real people, you know, from doctors down to waitresses that are just working and networking together to grow our finances. So shoot us an email. We'll be more than willing to, you know, give you some advice to help you, you know, with your current situation, brother.
All right, I'll definitely go.
All right.
All right,
Pete. Oh, I forgot my part, Eck and Dad. Dietrich did a beautiful job there. That was a lot of things to cover. So now let's talk about it. So what's your question for me, Ekindal?
Well, do you have any insight of, you know, what barriers or, you know, what obstacles I may need to look out for and, you know, how I deal with my wealth? So,
Yeah, because We are talking about wealth, and one of the things I want to say for you, Eckendahl, is that you are doing work on yourself, so definitely big hugs and kisses from me, Miss Blue, to you. You have been putting in the work, and that's a beautiful thing. And it is showing up in so many different areas in your life. You understand? This is showing up in a lot of areas. But there are still some things that you have to confront. You understand? There's still some situations that that you have to confront. And I still see you sort of in a waiting position, like you're waiting on something, you know? I hate to use this terminology, but I put a post up, and for those of you, I would encourage you to go join the Remix Radio page on Facebook. And I see you waiting on something, like you're waiting for something or someone to come save you, and still sort of in this position of despair. I actually see you looking out towards... Can you hear me okay? Because I'm getting some noise. Okay. I actually see you standing, looking at two pyramids in front of you. But it's like you're afraid to trust and take the walk. You're afraid to take the walk. You're afraid to trust. So I want to talk to you about when it comes to that, because you're another person that I see your whole first chakra. Is that coming from you, Eckendahl? That noise?
Yeah, I'm at work, and I'm moving around right now.
Oh, you're at work. Well, you should have said something. Okay. Well, anyway, one of the things that I would say to you is that you're still waiting. I want you to understand that your wealth is only determined by as far as you see yourself in that position. And you really have to begin to change that position, because there's still a part of you that feels that those people who have wealth really are bad people. They do shady shit. They're no good. They use people. And you cannot generate energy based on something that you have a resistance towards. Because one of the things about you, Eckendahl, and I know you know this, like, definitely you get a spot on the team, because you definitely carry that warrior spirit with you anywhere you go. You are that warrior. And you definitely are a warrior for the people. You really are down for the people. But I want you to understand that you have to separate the energy of currency and the energy of your poverty from where your passion is. You cannot help your people if you don't have nothing to help yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You understand? You can't help feed the mama that don't have food for her baby if you don't have food.
Right. Very true.
And money has no attachment, because it's just energy. It's a byproduct based on where we chose to focus our energy. So in your mind, you could never really see yourself in a certain situation, and therefore you can never be there. So you have to begin to start learning how to trust. I'm going to ask you this question really, really quick, and then I know you understand what I'm telling you here tonight. Let me ask you, how many people do you trust, Eckendahl?
I don't know, maybe about three or four.
Three or four. You trust three or four people. That's an equation, the percentage of how much you trust yourself. You only trust 3% of yourself.
Yeah.
You understand? So you have to begin to start trusting yourself 100%. And what I want you to do is I want you to take a $20 bill, and I want you to keep it in your wallet and not spend it.
Okay.
Because there's a part of you that thinks if you have too much money on you, something's going to happen, like you're going to go to jail with too much money.
Oh. Yeah, they like to pass that money and get locked up.
That's right.
That money with you, yeah.
So yeah. Next time you get paid, I want you to take $20, stick it in your wallet, somewhere you can't get nowhere to it, and always know you got that in there. It's not for you to spend. It's for you to have that. We did a Money Magic Junkie Kit. We did a whole workshop in the self-invested class, and we talked about money magic. And one of the things I want you to know is I want you to smell money, because a lot of things that are essential oils goes into money. Things like things like pineapples, things like honey, different herbs. A lot of these things is what goes into making money. So there is a real scent, and a lot of companies have spent billions of dollars of making sweat of money smell, you know, that you can spray in your car and spray money spray in your house, because these are the same natural ingredients that come off the earth that generate money. So I want you to smell money. Take it. Smell it. You need to build a connection with that energy, because you have distanced yourself from it. And then learn to trust yourself. You've got to get your trust up to 100%. I tell y'all, this is definitely a wealth-building night, because people are becoming self-invested. Y'all are signing up for the classes. It's like all kinds of emails, and everything is just doom, 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 doom. It's just going off over here. We're ringing the bell. We're ringing the bell over here. I'd be ringing it constantly. All right? So peace and love to you.
Peace. Sure, thanks.
All
peace,
right.
Brother.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nice stuff, Mr. Nice.
Ah, that was beautiful. It was a great call. It was a really, really great call. And we're just learning so much here, Dietrich, and just having so much fun. And it's an honor, again, to have you here to talk to us about the Perfect Union Wealth Center. I want to tell you guys a story, but first I want to tell you guys this. Self-investors know the investment in stocks we were talking about here. See, this particular show of Dietrich coming on, we've talked about this kind of thing and self-invested. You understand what I'm saying? So this is the investment that we were talking about, that we would bring this opportunity to the self-invested family, to the whole family, to everybody here. And this is a big part of that. So just so glad to have you guys here to be able to talk about this, and you know, to really be able to share this information in this way. The other thing I want to tell you guys is, you know, a lot of this is about understanding, like I said, spiritual economics, and really tracking the wealth down to a true source, taking a look at this true source from all different areas. You know, the physical matter that we create really comes from the top down. So I don't understand why we continuously start looking for bottom feeder mentality when it comes to building wealth, because it comes from the top down. We pull these things down. And a great example of that is we can go back and look at a lot of different people. We can look at Greenwood. We can take a look at the Black Wall Street. We can take a look at a lot of examples. We can take a look at Madam C.J. Walker, who was the first millionaire on the Western soil here in America. She was an African-American woman, and she was the first self-made millionaire here in America. So she used to get dreams and visions about all of these different products, and this is how these things came to her. They came to her in a dream. Also, we can take a look at Walt Disney. Walt Disney understood how important it was to have a vision and to have imagination. That's why we do so many of those exercises. I know you guys just think Miss Blue is a woo-woo chick, and she likes to do all this psychic stuff and play out in the cosmos, but that's not it. It really is a big part of us being spiritual beings, living in this human body, having this experience. Walt Disney understood this to the level that he called his engineers, he didn't call them engineers, he called them imagineers, because he recognized that you had to be able to tap into that realm, that level of imagination to be able to pull the information down.
Beautiful.
Yeah. He called them imagineers. Yeah, Imagineers. All right. Yeah, not engineers, Imagineers. Imagineers. Where's all my Imagineers? That's right, the other company, Healing Waters, DreamWorks. DreamWorks understand, because they know that most of these movies that were coming out of the production company, DreamWorks, were through dreams. These things are not by accident. Why do you think I keep telling you guys, know your magic? Because magic is understanding and knowing what your purpose is. That's your magic. You need to know it. Know your magic. All right. So we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going because we have so many of you guys on the phone lines here speaking with Dietrich. And so next, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 702. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Ebonique, and I'm calling from actually New York.
Okay, greetings to you. Did you say Ebonique? What'd you say?
Ebonique.
Ebonique.
Yes.
Ebonique. Oh, that's a beautiful name, Ebonique.
Thank you.
Ebonique.
Thank you, thank you. Yes.
You know, I almost want to sing that song, I'm a Bee. Anyway. All right, so what's your question tonight for us?
Well, my question is, well, peace and greetings to everyone. This is actually, I'm new to hearing your show, Ms. Blue, so I feel very fortunate and I'm happy to be on here. The stars align tonight for us, so I'm happy about that. My question is, I have actually been, you know, looking to try to find a better career for myself, a better job. You know, I want to do better, and I feel like I can make a big impact on, like, youth, but I know youth services doesn't really generate a lot of wealth. However, you said wealth is happiness, so I'm just thinking, like, maybe some ideas, or where do you see my future, and as far as, like, working with youth and spreading, like, my positive energy, but also gaining and maintaining that wealth.
Okay. All right. All right, beautiful. So now here's what I want you to do, because this is kind of an interesting question that I know myself and Dietrich both want to kind of take. I want you to talk about the finance, about sort of that money thing. I want you to ask Dietrich so he can share his personal life experience with you when it comes to that, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, Brother Dietrich, what are kind of maybe some areas and careers that I can get myself into dealing with the youth, but also generating wealth for myself and my future family?
How you doing, Ebony? Just make sure I heard you correct. You want to know what careers you can get into that will help you create wealth while working with youth?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And you live in New York, correct?
I do.
So you have a degree in counseling or anything?
No, I actually don't. That's just kind of like a passion that I have. But schooling, I feel like kind of in the professional setting or setting like that is not really something that is for me.
So you would like to start something on your own. So I give you a good example. Don't want to discourage you. I'm not trying to discourage you. Even this little
investment club that me and my brothers have started, we still had to go through some basic stuff. And, you know, to quote unquote to satisfy the government. So what I could kind of give to you, little information I would give to you, is just to go see, find out, first of all, what capacity you want to work in. You know, if you want to work with certain kids, if you want to work with kids who have handicaps, handicap, you're going to need certain certifications. You don't need necessarily need to go to a four-year school to get that, but there's certain certification you're going to need to get. And if, or if you want to work with, get the kid, there's still going to be certification you need, you're going to need to have to work with the kid. So I totally get where you're going. You want to work on your own. You want to be self-sufficient. You want to have your own. But
definitely.
Right? But there's still some things, because we live in America, and because we live in America, there are certain things that you have to have to work with kids. So for me, I would say find out what those things are, find out, you know, where can you see, where you fit in, but not have to go on to get, you know, a four-year degree or five, you know, go to school for 5-6 years. Figure out your little niche, and see if that's what works for you, you know, what that will work for you, and you'll be happy in it.
All right, definitely. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I will tell you this, a couple of things. And one of the things is you were speaking about that you have this passion for working with children. And I literally can see that. I literally see a whole playground full of children. I was doing a reading for a brother today, and interesting enough, I seen this little boy next to him. Well, I won't go into that whole little long story, but anyway, he too was very much connected with children. And you said, but working with children, doesn't generate a lot of money. But one of the things I want you to know is never chase money, because money can't hold anything. Right now, if I were to tell you I can give you $10 million and I were to put you in a room and lock the door, you would have $10 million but could do nothing with it. So know that it is never money that you're chasing. But I do understand what you're saying. We have to live in this physical reality, and we have to survive. There are some agreements that we also came back to the planet Earth to do. And one of those things is to be able to provide food, shelter, and clothing and these type of things for ourselves. That is a big part. And depending on what that soul agreement is, it may be some other things included in there. You understand? Okay. So here's what I want you to think about. Never give up your passion, because your passion is ultimately what's going to lead you to where you are. But know that any work, because right now, why do I feel like you got a job but you don't?
Well, I have a job, but I don't like going.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, wait a minute. I feel like you got a job, but you don't. You have a job, but you don't like going. But I want you to understand that this job that you have now is really what's feeding your soul for you to work with children.
Okay.
Two things. So I'm going to give you some things that you can really begin to get yourself to work with. And that is, one, you can always work with children. And there's a lot of things that you can begin to do, because I do see children around you. Matter of fact, I want to tell you, because this is interesting, this keeps coming up and I see it again, but I see a playground. And I want you to tell me that somewhere between the last 3 or 4 years, if there was a child somewhere that got killed at a playground that you might have heard about on the news or something, I don't know if they were crossing the street, this is sort of the same scenario, crossing the street or doing something in a car or something hit them. A lot of these cases are coming up, but do you remember hearing anything about something about that, about a child?
I honestly cannot think of that scenario. I mean, I've heard of, like, you know, that coming around in the news lately, but
me personally or knowing anyone in, you know, my group. My
Not you knowing the child, but hearing mm-hmm. about a child. And this would be somewhere close to where you physically live, not far from where you live.
Hmm. You know, I'm not, I can't say that I can recall that.
Okay. I want you to think back 3 to 4 years. This has something to do with the playground. This has something to do with the child. I don't know if they were getting off the school bus, crossing the street, doing something. Mm-hmm. But somewhere near a playground, I want you to hold that because there is a little girl that is, there is a little girl, and she's about 12 years old, mm-hmm. and she is around you.
Okay.
She is around you and really looking up to you sort of as that big teacher for you.
Mm.
So I see that you're very much connected to children. But there's a couple of things that you can begin to do. I want you to talk about your other passion. I know working with children is one, but what's your other mm-hmm. passion? Because you have another passion that's very creative.
Dancing?
Yes.
Yes. I love to dance.
Yes, that's your dance. And tell everybody your favorite dance that you like to do.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of like to just do kind of my own thing, but I dance a lot to mostly hip-hop, but really
yeah,
it's kind of like...
keep it short here, but that's what the little girl was showing me, that you was teaching her how to twerk. So what I want to offer you, because you also have another set of skills that children love about you, they love you to share this, and you're a true inspiration for them because of a lot of uh-huh. things that you had to deal with in your childhood and really about a lot of pent-up anxiety and things that mm-hmm. you just didn't know what to do. And this is where you can. During the summer months, when you get some extra time, do a dance class where you teach kids how to release and really make it more therapeutic for them, the dancing to be therapeutic, and kind of get a little mm-hmm. dance group together where you can kind of get them, because this is something you've already thought about, your spirit guides are telling me, and have them and dance competitions and take them around and really kind of give them positive messages and spread love with them and teach them how to twerk
wow.
for real, girl. Teach them how to twerk.
Wow. I have actually never thought about my love for children and dancing and, like, you know, bringing it together as far as me making that my movement. I'm always like, how can I work with kids? Oh, I like to dance and, you know, awesome. That's amazing. Thank you, Miss Blue. That is amazing.
Well, you let us know because she's a good twerker, y'all. Molly ain't got nothing on her. She can twerk for real. Well, I want to share this with you guys. I heard this on the radio a few months back, and what I heard on the radio a few months back just kind of blew me away, is that they were giving out scholarships for twerkers, for who was the best twerker, twerking scholarships for college.
Wow.
You understand? We have to really change our mind about what we feel about things, because everything is intention. You understand what I'm saying? And twerking really promotes spiritual energy and a lot about what we're talking about here about generating wealth, because it opens mm-hmm. up your core chakras. It opens mm-hmm. up the root chakra, the sacral chakra, and also the solar plex chakra. It opens up all of that energy. It helps to release mm-hmm. those emotions that we have
yes.
buried down. So that twerking, yes. when you get to twerking, girl...
Dancing makes my anxiety go away so much. That's amazing.
Yes.
One last question, Ms. Blue, and this is yes. it. How many spirit guides do you see around me?
Well, I see that you have a total of 9 spirit guides, and one of them is this young 12-year-old girl. You'll probably go back and just kind of jar your mind and think about where you were 3 or 4 years ago living, and something, mm-hmm. remember hearing on the news and the media about some child, something happening near a park, and they made their transition. She's there, and she is loving you because she is standing up. That's how I knew you had another passion. She was dancing. She was twerking. She said, "Miss Blue, she's teaching me how to twerk. I know how to dance, Miss Blue." And so she's really gaining a lot of her understanding through this, and even yourself being woken up in the middle of the night having to go to the bathroom, it's really her really kind of getting your attention to get you up. And
that's
and
it.
Yes, this coming, she's telling me, coming to the remix is no accident because she wanted you to just keep raising your consciousness because she's learning so much from you.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you're bringing me to tears. I cannot believe this.
So, yeah, you have 9 spirit guides, and this young sister is there, but that's her waking you up. She's so excited. Anytime she's in your presence, she is so happy. So don't quit your day job just yet. You're going to be doing some big things. Big things, my sister. Big things.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm very fortunate tonight.
Well, peace and love. You definitely have to let us know how that goes and just keep those wealth-building things open. And, yes, children can bring you so much wealth. Look how much joy and wealth you just had talking to me and Dietrich about your passion. Yes.
I did. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys both very much.
Best wishes, Ebony.
Peace and blessings. Beautiful. Peace and blessings. That's so beautiful. I have a question for you, Dietrich. Now,
yes,
I want to ask you, talk to us about how you've seen that money can be a distraction from our passion. Because, you know, listen at the passion and then how the money just comes in and sort of that shuts down the passion. So I want you to talk about that, about the distraction, money being a distraction from our passion.
Because mostly, it's going to just go back to how we've been reared. You know, we just so involved with money, chasing money. Yes, I got to have this, I got to have this money. And we think that having money is the key to our happiness, which is not. You know, just like you told Ebony, we do know that you do have to put food on the table, put clothes on your back. So we know you're going to take some form of currency to get those things. But to just enjoy that she just expressed to you right now and to us just by living in her passion, sharing her passion with us, no one paid her, no one gave her no money, so we need to really change our mindset of what money is, just like you've been saying. It's currency. It's just a current. So it depends on how we need to retrain ourselves to understand that the paper, that buys material wealth, but the true wealth comes from you truly staying in yourself, meaning if you like going out and catching roaches, be the best roach catcher there is. If that makes you bring you joy, that's your wealth. So you don't need money. You don't need money to go catch roaches. But we've been taught to believe that money is the cure for everything, and it's not. All we gotta do is look at Hollywood.
That's right. In fact, it doesn't even generate money. I mean, just look at the energy this sister just put out. That is way more powerful than any dollar can ever be.
Exactly. And that is so what we're trying to convey to to everyone in Wealth Center, that when you come, we're going to teach you how to trade. We're going to teach you how to buy and sell stocks. We're going to teach you how to, or let me rephrase it, we're going to try to help you retrain your thought pattern when it comes to money.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everything, you know. Yeah, we know we need to eat, put clothes on our back, but my happiness really is not coming. If I make $1 million, okay, so be it, it's $1 million. My happiness comes from seeing you
Miss Blue, Brother Bilal, my mom, my brothers, my sisters, all the Remix families who family members who choosing to become part of this. My happiest time for me seeing you guys eat, you know, from what we have created. That's what my happiness comes from.
Yes.
It's not about the money.
Beautiful.
You know, because, you know, I always believe that if you believe you're going to always have money, you always have money. So I always believe that. So I don't money
that's
chase.
Right. That's right. That's right. And, you know, it is so true, and I can say this for the readings I've done, that most people who are having problems creating or generating finances, they didn't take a vow of poverty here. It's just about all of these things we've been indoctrinated into and been exposed to as a child coming up, different situations, different beliefs that people have fed into us and made us believe about that thing called money, has caused sort of the disturbance or the altered picture of what we're capable of doing. But everyone has inside of them, and everyone can, if they so choose, generate wealth. Yes, beautiful. Remember, I did this show, and I talked about the question every society must answer, why am I poor? And every society struggles with that. And we use things to try to cover this up by religion. We use things based upon race and color, ethnic backgrounds. We use all of these filters to try, as a society, to brainwash people into believing why they should be where they are so they would not obtain more. Get your riches when you're dead, you know, to get them on the other side, you know. All of these things.
Yes. But not to get them right now, right, Ms. Blue?
Right, not right now. It's just not for you.
No, I had a couple of coworkers that are very, you know, they're very religious. So they come to me, we want to be part of this. But we have a beautiful ideal that will bring you millions and millions of people. And so I stopped and I'm listening and I said, okay. And they said, you're going to have to donate. I'm like, what do you mean by donate? Get back to the church. So I said, okay. So, and I'm not knocking nobody's beliefs. So I don't want to think I'm knocking anybody's beliefs. That's not what I'm doing.
No.
So my coworker, you know, this day, that's how they approach me. So I'm sitting there thinking. So I asked my coworkers, I'm like, okay, so you telling me that I can get millions and millions of people to be part of the investment club if I just donate to the different churches. I said, okay. And I said, now what is your thinking behind that? Because when you donate, God is going to rain down and bless you. I said, okay. So I said, now, how many people, asked my coworkers, how many people in the world? Just a ballpark figure. They said 6 billion. I said, perfect. 6 billion people. I said, out of those 6 billion people, can we say a billion is Christian? A billion is Muslim, a billion is Catholic, and a billion is other, and a billion is Buddhist. They said, yeah, let's say that. I said, okay. So 6 billion people on the planet, there's 1 billion represents each spiritual belief system. So I said, so how many people you think are in poverty? He goes, oh, there's only a couple of 100 million people in poverty. I said, a couple of 100 million people. I said, what about 3.5 billion people are in poverty? So they stop and they look at me because they can't believe in that number. So you're trying to tell me that half the people on the face of this planet are in poverty? Yes. And what I mean by poverty, I mean don't have good running water, don't have reliable food source, and don't have shelter. That's what I mean by poverty, not because they can't buy an Apple iPad. That's not poverty.
Right, that's not poverty.
So they look at me like, Dick, you're telling me there's 3.5 billion people on the face of this planet that are in poverty based on your definition of poverty. I said, yes. And I said, and I'm being really lenient with that number. So I said, let's go look it up. So we go look it up, and he looks at me. He goes, so it does say 3.5 billion million people live on $2.50 a day. So I said, so out of 6 billion people,
half of our population, regardless of what denomination they are, is living in poverty. And I know these people are giving to the churches, the synagogues, to the mosques, to the temples. Now, is God on a vacation? How the heck half the world be in poverty? So he just looked at me. And I have to say this. He looked at me and said, I get it now, D. I says, what do you get? Mm-hmm. And he goes, I get it. We have truly been brainwashed. I said, well, that's what your conclusion is. I'm just presenting some information. But I said it to say this, Ms. Blue, that I just don't think people truly understand how important this is right now, this conversation that we're having. Because
yes,
when you say half
yes.
the world is in poverty, we have to change our mindset. Have to.
We do. And I just did the show talking about this, the Native Son, and about the ghetto and how the ghetto
yes.
is a mindset. You understand?
Yes.
We're being puppeteered into believing a whole lot of things that are not possible. You understand that we cannot do. And on the flip side of that, every 30 minutes, a millionaire is made. And I tell
yes.
you this, not because of the dollar amount, but to show you that the dollar amount doesn't mean anything. And every single one of them can tell you it's about passion. And for those of us who live, if you live past the age, I believe it is 60, then you will have had over $1 million come through your hand in this lifetime. The question is, where are you focusing your energy on? Can you even
yes.
recognize that you had that kind of money come through your hands? We have some people who listen to the remix that are 80, 90 years old and older. Can you say that you can backtrack and understand where your million went?
Yes, exactly.
Some of us cannot understand where 50 cent went, where 25 cent went, where a dollar went. We're $2.
Exactly.
We're getting paid, and we're spending $300-$400 on fast food. America
exactly.
particularly, and the world wants to know why we have so many fast food restaurants. Nobody needs to hate fucking McDonald's because we made McDonald's the multi-billionaires that they
yes.
are. We
yes.
made them that way. Fast food is the way it is because we made them successful.
Exactly.
And
exactly,
I don't
Ms.
care
Blue.
How conscious the planet is becoming, we're not that conscious. How do I know?
Yeah.
Because every time I turn around, they're building another fucking McDonald's.
They're
building another fast food place. So all that conscious shit, I'm not buying it. We ain't eating that
right.
way for real. We're not eating that way for real.
Right,
not
Ms.
for real.
Exactly.
Because we don't have that many Whole Foods stores going up. We don't have that many local farmers markets. I don't look around and see people growing their own produce. I understand
no.
what we're saying. You understand?
Yes.
And what we do
yes.
and what we say is two different things. Remember, your religion is what you do, not what you say.
Exactly. Yes, it's
you understand?
Exactly.
It's what we do. That's what we're doing. So when the world can start waking themselves up, we will have healthier choices for our children in school. We will have
yes.
healthy foods for our elders to eat. We will have a healthy grocery store that doesn't have to be called Whole Foods. Why do we got to trick you into believing you got to go somewhere to get some whole fucking
whole
food? Okay.
Right.
I mean, why do we got to trick you? You know,
exactly.
everybody wants to shit on McDonald's, but I tell you what, everybody going to Mickey D's.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
they ain't all unconscious. It's some conscious folks going to Mickey D's.
Exactly, Ms. Blue. So this is a
good
beautiful
point.
Time for this. We've got to change our mindset.
Yeah.
We just want,
mm-hmm.
Got to. So to all the Remix family members, please get in the Kim business class. Please get in the self-invested.
I need to ring the bell because some of the people are becoming so. I forgot I got mamas listening tonight. Y'all don't make me do this kind of stuff. We got mamas. We got children in the spiritual realm. Y'all was just out of control on the remix. I don't know about y'all.
They all coming out.
I don't know about y'all. Y'all a mess. Okay, so we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see. I don't even know where I am. Let's see. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. This is Brian on the line.
Greetings. Who's on the
Hello?
Line?
Brian.
Hello? Brian. Greetings, Brian. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay. Greetings to you, Brian, from Washington, D.C. You all right, Brian? You got a question for us tonight?
I'm all right. I did have a question. I didn't get the first half of the show, but I know you're talking about finances, and
we talking about wealth.
Wealth, yes. But, yes. Well, I can't figure the question except of the blockages of my wealth. I would like to know if there are any blockages that are keeping me from exploring and opening up my wealth, the wealth that's in me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, I'm sorry, so I'm open to hear what you got to say.
Okay. Well, first thing I want you to do, baby, is I want you to take a couple of deep breaths. You sound like you about to fall out.
Yes, I seem to do that a lot.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, let me ask you, because we are talking about wealth here tonight, and Dietrich is here, and I know you didn't hear the first part of the show, but oh my goodness, you got on the line and you pressed your hand, and we know that is certainly not a mistake around here. And he is the president of the Perfect Union Wealth Center. So we're talking about asking those questions. What kind of things is going on with you and your wealth? What are some of those things that you want to learn about with wealth?
Well, when you spoke and said that passion is where your wealth is, I seem to have fleeting passions. I have a passion for one thing, maybe because it gives me energy at that time and I'm enjoying it. And then I don't know, because of time that I pick up something else, and I believe that that is my passion. But I'm not sure. All over
okay,
the place.
So you just kind of get high off of passion. That's your fix. You go find you a passion and be high for about 2 weeks, and then you come down off your high and you go looking for a new passion.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well, if you heard that part of the show, you certainly heard a whole lot. So okay. I want you to dig down real deep down, deep inside of yourself. And I know you can go in this place because you've been there before. And I want you to talk to Brother Dietrich about your money fears.
My money fear.
Mm-hmm, because you got a money fear.
I was thinking about that. One of them would be, I say one, I guess there's more, would be that I would not have as much freedom, or I would lock myself into one thing because of, I guess, routine and making money, what I've observed or I felt like it would lock me in. I like
Are you scared to make money because you think it's going to lock you in to a set routine? Brian, did I hear you right? Are we losing this Blue?
No, he's still there. Brian?
Right.
Brian, we can't hear you. You must have accidentally pressed mute on your phone. So we can still see you, Brian. We still see you. But you ain't saying nothing. And, you know, we kind of like Vidal Sassoon. You don't say nothing, we don't say nothing. So what I need you to do, Brian, is I need you to hit pound 25, see if you can come back on the line, press 1, say something, because we can't hear you. We can't hear you.
My little brother, Miss Bloom, Johnny, he always, he's got this little saying. He's like, Steve, you got to tell people if they're scared to make money, scared money, don't make no money. I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Let's see if we can get him again. Brian?
Yes.
There you go, Brian. I don't know what happened. They took you out in the spirit world, baby. They had you up there. Okay. So did you hear what Brother Dietrich was saying?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I guess what I've seen was people just working a lot to make their money, and they lose out on, I guess, it seems like they lose out on their life, or it's lose out on enjoying their life because they just work for their money or wealth. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We hear you.
Okay. But I'm sure that's not true, but I guess it's a fear that I see of myself, I guess.
So are you scared to make money?
No.
No. If you're not scared to make money, because earlier you said that you're scared to make money because you feel like if you were to make a lot of money, you'll be locked into a routine.
I feel basically, the fear would be that I'll be locked into a routine, and that's how I see people making money, and it's just being in routine of something. But
that's
something
that
they don't enjoy.
I kind of see where you're going, because usually to me, making money is pretty much just your regular 9-to-5, and just you are trading your labor for revenue, as opposed to creating wealth. And that's what we're trying to do here, is create wealth. So do you want to make money or you want to create wealth? Because when you create wealth, you're on a whole another platform. So you can't stick to the same routine. You got to continuously evolve. Because, you know, what you did last year probably not going to work the next year. So I kind of understand where you're coming from. And so that's what we're trying to get everyone to realize, that this old way of thinking is not working. And that is chasing the almighty dollar, you know, which gets you caught up in a routine of the 9-to-5. You know, not saying that some people, that's what they want to do. But if you, Brian, are trying to create wealth, then what are you doing to create your wealth?
Like, I'm learning, I'm trying to discipline myself with the passion that I have picked up and not get a high off the passion. Stay disciplined and learn as much so I can create as much as possible. And that was
involving
passion. Go ahead.
Let me jump in. What do you love?
I love fashion. I love warmth. I love dancing. I love art.
So all of the creative aspects. All right. All right. Well, Dietrich, I'm sorry to cut in there. I'm just sorry. I'm just jumping all over.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
I could get in there. Okay, so let's talk about this, Brian. I want to kind of give you some understanding. I know we have about 15 minutes to go, but here's a couple of things. The number one thing that I want you to really get, you are what I would like to call a triad level soul. You're like a level C3 soul. You're a baby here. You're a baby on the planet Earth as far as your soul. And without getting too woo-woo, I want you to understand these things. One of the things for you is that you believe, and notice I said believe, you believe that there is this hierarchy system and there are people that are greater than you, don't you?
This is true.
Yeah, you do. You believe because this is about level three souls, and I'm telling you this so you can understand it, so you can begin to use your free will to shift your consciousness. You're the type of guy that will go out and buy a shirt because it says Ralph Lauren, made in America, and inside the shit would say made in China. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. But let me tell you why you're doing it. And I think this is the greatest thing. Fashion, the arts, is exactly where you're supposed to be. I don't want you to question that. But what's happening for you? Because you're a level three soul. You're trying to walk inside of both worlds, and you can't do it. So there's a part of you that wants to do everything right. You want to just have that one little place that you can go and say, Brian did a good thing, and Brian is, if Brian could stay in the church and just go on Sunday, tap his feet and clap his hands, Brian would do it. If there was a place that Brian could go, that the train, see, level three souls, let me tell you how their mind operates, and Brian, you can help me here. If the bus says that it's coming at 12:30, Brian wants that damn bus to be on time every day at 12:30, don't you, Brian?
Yes.
And if that bus comes at 1 o'clock, not only is Brian's whole day thrown off, but his whole month is thrown off. Isn't that true?
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to begin to think about. You have got to stop looking outside of yourself. Level three souls have a hard time looking inside for answers. So I can understand why you're great with fashion. I can understand why you're great with art, because you can see this from an external perspective. But I need you to connect with the real artist. Do you know the difference between someone they call a fashion designer and someone they call a creator? Do you know the difference between the two? You understand? We know why when fashion people go to school, they study people like Ralph Lauren, and they study people like Coco Chanel. They study houses like Louis Versace, because Louis Versace did something that the world had never seen. He went outside of the box. He put colors together that people said should not go together. He made patterns that should not go together. He put them together. He put seasonal things outside of their season and said, this is what was in season. They created the trend, and they did not follow. Everything that has happened to you in your life, Brian, you have a person that you can tie the blame back to, can't you?
Yes.
Let me tell you the danger in that and why you have to see that you chose to come into this reality. Anytime when I get into your energy, my whole throat, my whole chest, my lungs begins to close on me because you're not speaking your truth. Your number one thing that you want to do is belong. And you're looking for your soul group. You're looking for your soul tribe. But you done passed them up a many a days. They're there for you. We're here for you. We haven't passed you up. But you have got to start taking responsibility for Brian, because what's happening now, your body is fighting. Because any time I get in your energy and your air element is cut off, that means that you're suffocating, literally. The blame game you have to lose so you can evolve yourself in your soul tribe. You understand? Nobody is going to come and punish Brian because Brian said this is what he wants to do or this is what Brian says he is. There is no man that's going to open up the sky, reach his hands down, and snatch your ass. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You have to start taking responsibility for you. You are very uncomfortable when it comes to things about intimacy. That makes you uncomfortable. You've got to learn how to love all of Brian, every inch of him, every part of him. So you're not wrong about your passion, being in fashion, being in art. Why don't your ass get yourself together and put on a damn play and a fashion show? Because that's what you want to do. Why don't you go do it?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't tell me yes, ma'am. Why don't you do it?
Lack of love. I need this love and be confident in my life.
No, no, it has nothing to do with you being confident. It's not about you being. You care so much about what other people think about you. And the truth of the matter is, they don't give a damn. They are busy thinking about themselves. You've got to stop it. You are cutting off your life force energy coming up from your root chakra is not supposed to be burnt up. This is why you're tired all the time, because you're doing all of this thinking, and you're burning up energy that's supposed to be used for your organs, like your lungs and your heart and your kidneys and your bladder. You're using the energy in your mind, and it's wasted energy. My suggestion for you is to find your master. You have a master. Your master is your maker, and that's who you're trying to please. Do you know who your master is? Who's your master, Brian?
I am.
No, you're not. You ain't your master. I'll tell you something my daddy told me. That sounds good on paper. But see, if you believe you was truly your master, we would not be having this type of conversation. So I don't mix sugar with shit. If you was your master, we would not be having this conversation. I'm going to tell you who your master is, and this goes back to when you were 15 years old, and this has to do with your father. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Yes, I was. When you said maker, I was going to say mother, but.
Oh no, it ain't your mama. Cause mama gonna love Brian no matter what. But it's that damn daddy. You still with me?
Yes.
Yeah. So what happened when you were 15 years old?
School, something with my father. I'm so nervous. I'm not remembering. I don't want to come up.
I'm quite sure you're not remembering, but I do know what it is.
Sports. That first thing came to my head to say, in regards to my father and 15, the time, sports.
So what is it about your father that you feel you got to prove to your father that you haven't been able to prove to him? Because you're still trying to prove it to him. What is it?
That I am a man, the man that...
That he wants you to be.
A good man, yeah.
You do realize you ain't never going to do that. You do realize that, right?
Yeah.
No. I'm being serious because we got 3 minutes left. You do realize that day is never going to come. You cannot be somebody else's man. Your father is your master. And this is why you cannot do shit. Because you are so busy trying to be the man that he wants you to be instead of the man that you know you are. So it's about you being honest and looking from within. Your father will respect you in the end for being true to you. But this game that you're playing, blaming your father, is not going to work. I want you to sit down and write a letter to your father. You're not going to send it to him. It's going to be for you. And I need you to get out everything that you wish you had the intestinal fortitude to tell him.
No.
And then I want you to sleep with the letter for 3 nights. After that, I want you to sign it and burn it and release it. Release yourself from blaming others for your life. Take responsibility and go do the work that you know you must do. Because it's turning you into something that you're not. You're going to have to speak your truth. You are. One day. You don't have to speak it here, and you never have to tell me because I see it. You don't even have to tell your father. But if you think that you can live another man's life, and when you get that done, I want you to come back and tell us about it. Only you may not be in a physical body. You may be a spirit telling us how you attempted to do it. So let it go. You have way too much love and passion in you, and that's what's blocking your wealth. So peace and love to you, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Thank you, Dietrich.
Best of luck,
All right.
Best of luck.
All right, you guys. We have about 33 minutes. We're about to go in the after hours. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You're going to have to get yourself on the phone line if you want to hear the rest of the show. If you did not hear the rest of the show, you know what to do. Download, download, download. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Don't forget to reach out to Brother Dietrich. He is the president of the amazing Perfect Union Wealth Center, and you can find all the details of how you can reach out, become a part, find out what you need to do to change your mindset and increase your wealth. All right. We're in the after hours. How are we doing, Dietrich?
Good, Miss Blue.
Oh, the love workshop is tomorrow, you guys. I see some of you are still securing your spot, and you can still do that as well. Just email for details. And, Dietrich, I want you to give out your information again of how people can contact you to find out more about what they need to do about understanding their wealth.
Yes, so just send us an email at partners@ttuwealthcenter.com. The T is for the Perfect Union Wealth Center. Send us an email there, and then just put remix information so we know it's coming from you, you know, from the family, remix family. And then we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Just give us a day or so. We still got other things that we're trying to tighten up with the investment company. And we'll get back to you guys as soon as possible.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yes, 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 you guys. We're going to stay on here a little longer, but we ain't staying on here too long because Dietrich is coming to the workshop tomorrow, and I am too, and Brother Bilal, and a lot of y'all. I'm not going to stay on here playing with y'all all night because we got stuff to do, but we will take a couple more calls because it is so many of you guys on the phone lines. It is so many of you guys on the phone lines here. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code, and I'm just jumping around here, you guys. Calling in from area code 662, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Nefertiria from Mississippi.
Oh, okay, greetings, Nefertiria from Mississippi.
Yes. This is like the perfect show because I had a friend named Jay, and we just got through talking about wealth, and I was talking to him about getting a job, and he was like, a job? He was like, that's for humans. and so he was like, you got to create something. He was like, you've been listening to Miss Blue all this time. He was like, you got to create something. And so one night.
Interesting.
Yeah, so one night, you know, you talked to me and my mom before.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and so we were up about 3 or 4 o'clock, maybe a week or so ago, and we were, you know, brainstorming some ideas. And so on that side, I wanted to know, well, we have, like, the resources to actually execute some of these ideas.
Okay.
Because we came up with a lot of ideas, and I was like, I don't want to work a 9-to-5. Yeah, I don't want to be working for somebody else, making somebody else some money, you know, not so much money, but as far as creating wealth, you know.
Yes.
Getting rich, but I want to create something, you know, so they'll go down into generations.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So what's your question you have for Dietrich?
I want to know, when he was first starting his business, how did he go about, like, getting people to invest into your ideas and finding the right resources? Like, that's kind of hard.
That's a good question. That's a good question. First things first, you say you don't want to have to work a 9-to-5. I totally understand that. But sometimes your best learning comes from working a 9-to-5. So for me, my job, I really understood, okay, this is not for me. I need to do this and this and this. But when I get to where I want to be, this is what I'm going to do. So in essence, I had to learn how to follow first to become what I am now. So mm-hmm. that came from that 9 to 5. But in my journey, the big thing in my journey that I think helped me was I've always been, what Ms. Blue and Brother Boy always say, be a person of your word. So if I say, hey, how do you say your name again?
Nefertaria.
Nefertaria. If I say Nefertaria, uh-huh. I'm coming to Mrs. Fitch, I'm taking you to lunch, you better believe I'm going to be there. That's just okay. the kind of person I am. So when mm-hmm. you say you want to create something, start building that foundation with integrity. So when you come to people with an idea, they're not questioning you. They're not questioning the idea. Sorry, they're not questioning the idea. They believe in you. They know that okay. man. Now, Peter, she does what she says she's going to do, and she goes out of her way. She works hard. She's honest. She's dedicated. So it's really not the idea. They're really investing in you. So all my family and friends know that Dietrich is doing this, so we don't care about what he's doing. We know whatever he's getting involved with, it's going to be something nice. So they're really investing in me. As far as the resources, it took that 9 to 5 for me to build a nice little money pool to buy all the stuff I needed to build the resources. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to get that give and take. You know, I totally understand where you're like, no, I don't want to do the 9 to 5. I totally would.
Yeah, because I was telling him, I was like, okay, yeah, we might be in this precious community. And he's like, I guess I have to have a foundation. I have to make a start somewhere. We have to live right here, you know. You have
exactly.
to live on this level. So I need somewhere to start. I need the resources and the money to get started on what I need to do. So it's going to take, like, a physical job. And Lord knows I don't want to.
Exactly.
But yeah.
you got to. That's perfect, but you got to look at it this way. I'm going to go get this 9 to 5. So I'm going to go get this 9 to 5, but I'm going to work my butt off, do my job. I'm not going to go there and have to do the job, because if you have to do this job, you're going to have to do your business.
Right.
And Ms. Blue and them, they teach you all of this. So you go get that 9 to 5, go to work, do your job. You know, that's
yeah.
part of building that integrity. So you know, whatever adventure you decide to step out on, you got to remember, you're building resources, you know, I mean, you're creating resources just by those individuals you're around at work.
Okay.
9 times out of 10, they're going to be the ones that's willing to jump on board with you to do something because they've seen your work ethic firsthand. You follow what I'm saying? So they've seen your work ethic firsthand, so they're like, oh, yeah, well, here, take the money, go for it. So people,
mm-hmm.
that's what people have done with the Wealth Center when I presented it to them and they saw who I was involved with, they were like, oh, man, you're involved with these people? And it really wasn't even questioning those people. They was like, oh, we already know that this is your we already know your level of integrity. So we're going to
mm-hmm.
invest with you anyways. So these other people just added to the picture. So for you, what I would say, if you want to build the resources, you got to start somewhere. Yeah, no, a lot of people don't want to work the 9 to 5, but you got to follow before you can leave. So
right.
go get that little 9 to 5, build your little
yeah.
money up, create that wealth, and now you can start going out and doing what you need to do.
Okay.
You know, set some goals for yourself. Okay, 2 years is where I'm going to work here for 2 years. I'm going to build this up. I'm going to save this. Really sit down and format a plan for yourself.
Okay. I will definitely
yeah.
do that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, no matter whether you work a 9 to 5 or even if you work for yourself, the only person you're ever working for is you. You only can work for yourself. That's something that we teach in the Kim Business class. You're always working for yourself. I mean, really, who else could you ever be working for? No one. You're only working for yourself. Beautiful. Beautiful. So did you have a question for me?
Yes. What do you see as far as my wealth? Do you see anything blocking, anything that I need to work on?
One of the things I would tell you this, I don't really particularly think that there's anything blocking you other than what Dietrich just talked to you about and really gave you
okay.
some good gems on what you need to begin to do, and that is really stop thinking that where your passion is and what you love is something that you can't
generate wealth in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's for starters. You know, one of the things I see all around you is I see a whole bunch of shoes and I see a whole bunch of clothes and I see all kinds of stuff, and I don't see you sort of designing them, so I know that you ain't a fashion designer, because once
no.
I've seen this amount, no. This is sort of your passion you have for fashion. Kind of like the brother that just called in. He has that passion for fashion, too, even though I've seen him with a sewing machine, so I know he's making a lot of these things. And mm-hmm. for you have a passion and really an eye for really kind of putting things together and making combinations. Well, there's all kinds of things that can be done. I mean, there are so many people who are, and back in one of my other lives, I used to be a fashion stylist. To mm-hmm. style things together and put things together. And there's so many things through multimedia where you can do that. I mean, designers and celebrities and everyday people, which is really more important, put a lot of money together for stylists. They do a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
They would pay to have a stylist to come in. I can't tell you, I worked in the fashion industry, how many women would come in and men and could not. They couldn't put pink and blue together and make it look good. They just couldn't do it. They just didn't have an eye for it, or they didn't want to do it. And so, you know, you can take your passion and you can turn it into that. But what Dietrich is saying to you, and I'll say to you as first, is that you need to get some core foundation things together. Because when I see you, you're just really stepping your foot into the woo-woo. You ain't really woo-woo yet. In fact, you kind of boo-hoo. Like, I probably could say some things to scare the shit out of you right now, but I won't do it. you're not completely woo-woo yet. You coming into this consciousness and this, and that's a beautiful thing for you. But one of the things I want you to know is don't change who you are, because that's not required. Please don't start getting into acting. You understand, I really don't like all that acting stuff. You know, people become conscious and all of a sudden they want to start acting. Please.
Okay.
Save that for Hollywood. Let Hollywood keep the actor. You know, you
right.
just be who you are. You know, it's
okay.
nothing worse than an actor trying to play conscious.
Right.
That really is, you know, a bad twist right there. But that's one of the things I want to say to you is that it's so many things that you can do. But the other thing I want you to do, and I think we talked about this before, if not, I'm just really picking that up in your energy field, is that you have to become secure with who you are on the inside. You're very secure on the outside, but not on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, that's who's showing up first.
Okay. That's true.
Does that make sense? That's who comes first. You
yeah,
understand.
That makes a lot of sense.
And so that's what I want you to begin to work on. Stay within your passion and look for ways that you can truly help. And then step outside of seeing it for yourself and see how you can use your passion to help other people. You've practiced enough on yourself and your mama. You didn't practice enough on y'all. Stop practicing your passion on yourself. You understand? You know, that's kind of like street code when they say don't get high on your own supply. Stop getting high on your own supply.
Okay,
you understand?
I definitely understand that.
That's right. I want you to go, and the next time somebody asks you, because you don't have a job right now.
Right.
The next time somebody asks you what you do, you let them know that you have a passion for styling. And that you would love if they would give you an opportunity to become their stylist. Go around, find when they're having hair shows, fashion shows. Let them know that you will come in and offer your services for promotion for them to put you in as the stylist, that you're the stylist.
Okay.
And do something for someone else. And when they start getting high, saying, oh, my God, girl, you put this together. Girl, you got me looking good, girl. Red bottoms up. When they is just excited, then you know you did it. But right now, you getting high on your own supply and ain't nobody taking you serious.
Okay.
So that's what you do. If that's your passion and that's what you want to do, really go head first with that passion and really begin to work it and not even trying to get money out of it. Do you understand? It's going to come a time for that. That's not the forefront of why you do something. The money will follow. When I first started doing readings, if you guys want to hear something, I tried to do it for free. Y'all jokers ain't want it for free. Wasn't nobody contacted me. I said, huh? What? I think I might have had one person. All of a sudden, I put a fee on it, and I got a 3-year waiting list. You understand? Because everything is about exchange, but there is also value in you really finding your own true desire in your passion. You understand? Because your passion is something that you'll do. I do this. You guys know I'm doing it now. You don't have to pay me to do this. This is a part of my, this is my work. It's my passion. I do this. Because everything else, money, wealth, all of that is just a side effect. Because passion is where the love is, and love is the only thing that is real. So I would say let go of trying to control things because it doesn't work. It doesn't. And even though you have a passive-aggressive mentality of doing it, it doesn't work for you. I think you can agree with that. And just release yourself into your passion and find people that you can do it for. Next time you're in the store and someone compliments you on something you're wearing, tell them about what you're passionate about and ask them, can I just pick out a couple of things for you to try on and see how you like it?
Okay.
Start to work from that perspective and do it from your heart, and all kinds of things will open up for you. And I would recommend, you're a great candidate for self-invested, to get yourself invested, and you have to invest in what you say. You can't expect the whole world to give you something for free and charge the world everything and get it back.
Mm-hmm.
That's a contradiction of energy. And a lot of times that's what we do. We want all the free shit we can get so we can go charge people with it. Huh? What? Say that again? How's that working out for you? That doesn't. So, you know, really just be with the, I always say this, you guys know, with a pure heart and a clear mind, that's all that's required. That's it. That's how you uncover those blocks. That's how you move past those challenges and do something for someone else.
Okay.
Everything can't be about me, me, me. That's how you go into depression, because you go so far inside yourself that you can no longer see yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what I have for you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, let us know how that goes. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Peace and love for you, too.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Well, no, we're not. I'm just looking at the time. I see all of you guys still on the phone line. I see all you guys on the phone lines. And I just want to say to Dietrich, it is an honor and just a pleasure to have you come on the platform tonight, the Remix Own, Kim Business Class, you know, and also Self-Invested, and just to see what you're manifesting through your passion, through your love, and definitely some lessons I will take and learn for myself about helping and giving back and just really reminding all of us how to stay in the work and do the work and go after what you want to do, no matter how crazy, no matter what they say, no matter what they call you, because they're going to call you some shit. They're going to say some things. They're going to do that. Know that.
Yes.
And just be pure in your heart with it. And that's something I've always felt from you, is just your purity in your heart of where you were coming from, and that's to be respected on so many levels. I thank you for your time, sir. I thank you for your knowledge, your wisdom. I even thank you for your mama calling in.
That was so beautiful. That was so beautiful. And so pure and just, you know, hey, just what it is. And I thank you for the work that you're doing, because I know that this is definitely every day changing the lives of people all over the world and in their understanding. So the Perfect Union Wealth Center, you guys, reach out to Brother Dietrich. And you can reach out to him at Partners, P-A-R-T-N-E-R-S, at T as in true and T as in pure and U as in union, wealthcenter.com. And check it out. Y'all will be hearing about him. You'll be hearing about him some more. So definitely it's been a beautiful share here tonight, Dietrich. Everyone is throwing hearts and love to you. Thank you for coming on and sharing your magic with us, because you definitely are a brother who knows his magic.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue, and please thank the Remix family for me. I truly appreciate it. I feel all the love and all the energy, and I know
you're
listening. Thank you too, Brother Bilal. I truly am honored to be one of the first. So thank you, Ms. Blue, and I truly mean it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Well, you guys know what to do. Download. yes, you know how to download. We'll see you guys in the Love Seminar Workshop tomorrow, 1:30. You'll get emails about details in the morning. So it's still, you still can. There's still some slots. You can secure it. And we just look forward to seeing you guys there. Much love, warm spirit, peace and love to all of you guys out there. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, you know what to do. Like it. If you love it over on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Love it right here. Reach out and tell us you love it. And I'll see you guys on Sunday right back here. You know where we go do it. Live in the
Remix.
Peace and love, you guys. Okay. Coconut Man, Moonhead, and P. You ready? Seems like everybody's got a pride. I wonder how they sleep at night. When the sale comes first and the truth comes second, just stop for a minute and smile. Why is everybody so serious? Acting so damn mysterious. Got shades on your eyes and your heels so high that you can't even have a good
back the beat, and then everyone sing.
It's not about the money.